For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
And it's Punch Drunk Sports, everybody. Welcome to the show. Big show today. A lot of fun favorite people in studio joining us here at Punch Drunk Sports is our Punch Drunk hockey correspondent and one of the best people I know, one of the true last gentlemen of Hollywood, my good friend, Joe Bartnick, everybody.
What's up, Sammy and Teebs?
Brought to you by Crown Royal.
Joe, yes, hopefully.
Joe was asking before the show, literally right before the show, why I walked off recently. That's a great question.
Should we save this for the Q&A or is this?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's get in our sponsors, which I think these guys might be good for your puck off. We'll get into that in 2 seconds.
Oh,
guys, thanks for tuning to Punch Drunk Sports. Again, go to BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. A lot of great stuff's coming up. You got some great NBA games start counting a lot. You got some
big
UFC coming up in a couple weeks. A lot of good stuff coming.
A lot of big boxing matches coming up, too. A
lot of great boxing matches coming up. So you go to BetDSI.com or .eu, either one. Use Punch Drunk.
And a lot of people have been winning. Congratulations to everybody that's been hitting
up. Yeah, this one guy rubs in our face all the time.
That guy's money.
Yeah,
dude, people are hitting these parlays. Like, dude, I bet 5-1, like 4-something.
Yeah.
He said thanks for the shout-out. He tweeted at it.
He should call in
and give us some tips. We'll make him our gambling.
We'll make money with you, motherfucker.
Make him our DSI correspondent. This guy's cash.
And then go look what Jason's drinking it for those watching on video. Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffee.com. Go, use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off all your betting needs. And again, go to punchdrunksports.com. Go to the Amazon links. Buy your shit on there, yo. Buy your shit.
They got tea now. So if you're not a coffee guy, Ari swears by their tea, says it's delicious.
Oh,
I'm a coffee guy. So.
Punch Drunk. Go to Caveman Coffee. Get the tea. Get the coffee. Then go to punchdrunksports.com. Use Amazon links. Buy your shit online by using our links. And also, we need writers, as we always do. And so go to punchdrunksports.com, click the link that with the monkeys, or just email at writeforpunchdrunksports.com@gmail, and then do that. So that's great. And now we're proud to announce that once again, we are teaming up with our good friends at Rabble.tv.
Yep.
And we are doing UFC 196. One more time, we're teaming up with our good friends at Rabble.tv with no ducks this time.
Nope.
And we're doing a simulcast of UFC 196, Dos Anjos versus McGregor.
And fuck the fight companion and fuck Fighter in the Kid.
Why are you doing that?
Because we are going to have the better fight companion on Rabble.tv.
Are they doing? Yeah.
They do one for everyone because, they need more money. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Rabble.tv. Are you tired of listening to all your regular commentaries? Joe Buck talk shit. Nobody wants to hear that. Listen to your favorite podcast, people.
Yeah.
Do play-by-play and discuss it while it's gone. And what better way to start than UFC 196?
I'm excited for that card.
I am,
excited
too.
To watch it together. And I'm with you, because I always love watching UFCs with you. And I'm very excited to watch it with all the fans. You guys can watch it with us. You can comment. In between fights, we'll read your comments. We'll read your tweets. We'll comment on what you're saying. Go to Rabble.tv. Get that free app.
Listen to Rogan. Listen to us at the same time. And when they play that ninth time in a row, they play that Fox Sports 1 promo for a fight. You don't want to hear that for that. Yeah.
Talk to us directly.
Yeah. And you know what I think we should do? We should try to get one more big person to come on.
I think we should try to get Tate if he's in town.
If Tate's not in town, yep. I think...
Because we'd be... That's like stealing a free Danish agent.
And O'Neal would be great.
That would be great, too. That would also be wonderful.
We would have... So you go to... Okay, we have a link. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the post that talks about UFC 196. Click the link. Sign up right now. Help us help you help us. Help our friends at Rabble.tv.
We did the Pro Bowl, and thanks to everybody that watched that, and we broke a Rabble record, and I think we can break that record with UFC and with all the Punch Drunk fans.
And you're like, well, I like listen to Rogan. We like listen to Rogan, too.
We'll
you're
going
to be able to listen to Rogan and listen to us.
It's like we're in there commentating with Rogan, except for we can say all the things he wishes he could say.
Exactly. We're going to be in, it's going to be both funny and informative. And the reason, Joe, I think you might like that, I bet you they needed an NHL correspondent for this thing. If you guys are doing good numbers, they might need that. You should go talk. Well, I'll hook you up with the people at Rabble.tv, man.
Do playoffs, do the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, all that shit.
We do pretty good numbers.
Okay.
Everyone's always happy with our numbers.
So my point is like...
We actually turn down... I think we have too many ads.
Look at this guy.
I get so many ad people.
You should be on Fighter and the Kid.
And it's like, you know, so many ad people want to advertise, and I think you get so many ads, and people complain. You get the backlash.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah. Well, I don't care, because I got to pay them bills, dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I don't know. I think when people get used to having less advertising, then you pop a couple more in there, they get a little angry.
Hey,
yeah,
it's all teamwork, dude.
One good thing about podcasting, though, I think that's like you can tailor-make. You can have your sponsors tailor-made. Like this Rabble thing, it's just a fun thing that our fans can do.
I'm telling you, dude, you guys want to hook this up. I'm going to hook you up with the email, and you talk to them and see if they're interested. You need to trust your boy, Sammy T.
I trust you, Sammy. That's why I'm here.
So let's get into this.
Last time I heard that, I wound up in jail.
What's new, Joe? What's going on?
I just, you know, a little stand. I got it writing for the Pro Hockey News. That's why doing some of that. Stand up. I'm in Pittsburgh next weekend at the Arcade Theater. The weekend after that, I'm at Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo Room. And then after that, me and Verzi will be hitting the East Coast on some gigs. I think I'm going to be hitting Chicago.
Can you get those dates at where?
JoeBartnick.com.
JoeBartnick.com for all Joe Bartnick's dates. Where are you going to be, Tebow?
I'll be at the Melrose Improv on the 24th. I'll be at the Ice House this Friday. And that's about it as far as in the near future. End of the month, last week of the month, I'll be at the Ice House or at the Improv, Melrose Improv on Wednesday doing Comedy Juice. And then this Friday I'll be at the Ice House. If anyone wants to come out, hit me up.
Sacramento, I am at the Punchline this weekend recording my new CD, The Diabolical. I'm doing about an hour of power, going to record it. And what I'm doing now is I'm recording a CD, and I'm also going to shoot a special separately. In case the special doesn't end up happening, I can put out the CD.
Fantastic. So you're going to be filming in Sacramento, too?
No, I'm going to just record it. I'll record it.
Oh, right on. It's a great room.
Where are you going to film it?
I want to film in L.A.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple locations I'm thinking. And then the following week, next week, I'm going to be at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Super excited. I'm bringing down John Huck and Daryl LaMontre. So it's going to be a good time. Get those dates at samtripoli.com. And wow, a great weekend of sports, man. The NBA All-Star Game. Are you guys anti-NBA All-Star? I know you hate them, Tebow, but are you anti or pro? What's your take?
I hate all All-Star Games. I think hockey is probably the only one that is probably fun to watch. From the skills competition, I think they're relevant. And then the All-Star game itself is fun to watch. NBA, there's just no defense whatsoever. NFL, you probably can't have defense. And the baseball one, I guess it's the only one that has some significance.
I hate that it has significance. I think that's the stupidest thing.
I couldn't agree more because no one takes it really seriously. They're trying to find a way to make it take it seriously.
Yeah, and then you have like the Tampa Bay Rays are helping you try to get... Why do they give a shit whether you get the home field advantage? They're never going to the World Series.
If I have to rank them, obviously I like the hockey one the best.
I agree.
But only because they turned to... I thought the skills competition this year they made really fun, and a lot of different personalities came out. And then 3-on-3 was a hell of a lot better than 5-on-5 in an All-Star game. Second one, I'd have to say, would be baseball, just because, you know, who cares?
But you have to play defense in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. And then the third one is the NBA one, just because I remember when the NBA All-Star Game did matter and people in that sport actually had pride.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, give me a – and Barkley said it best. There's only like three teams worth watching in the NBA, and that's a guy paid millions of dollars to pretend to like it.
I think
so why should I give a shit about it?
I think there's more than that.
I love it. Fix your hair. Fix your hair.
How many teams do you think worth watching in the NBA? Worth watching in the NBA?
There's the Golden State Warriors.
Of course.
There's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep, I agree.
The Clippers.
I agree.
Okay.
The Clippers?
Yeah, dude.
Why? Because someone's going to punch an equipment manager?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
What?
He's the most over... Dude, that coach, what's his name? The Atlanta... Doc Rivers is the most overrated, arrogant piece of crap coach in the NBA history.
He might be an overrated coach.
He's
highly paid.
He won in Boston because he had three great players. He comes to LA and he's such an uncle. He's such a liar too. Oh, I didn't know about our owner was a racist. Yeah, my kid knew Donald Sterling was a racist. You moron. He is such an asshole. I swear to God, Doc Rivers sucks. That whole organization. Sucks.
Oh, okay.
They should be in the
CBA. The guy who's got Mike Tomlin and his fucking coach who fucking can't do jack shit.
Hey, Tomlin sucks. But he's better than Cowher.
okay.
Cowher was 1-for-5 in home AFC championship games.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
1-for-5.
He got a ring.
Luckily, he got a ring. I hate general manager coach. I think it's the worst thing to do. I think because Popovich works.
It always sucks.
There's only a couple instances where it kind of works.
Jimmy Johnson, that was about it. And
Jimmy Johnson? In the NFL. For the Cowboys.
But he still was kind of like GM on a short leash.
Right, Can you believe Jimmy Johnson isn't in the Hall of Fame yet?
He will be.
Yet Tony Dungy is in the
Hall of Fame. That's a great point.
Tony Dungy had Peyton Manning for 7 years and beat a beat up Chicago Bear team that shouldn't even
they
be in a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Tony Dungy had Peyton and won, squeaked in. I don't care
how close he is to God.
I mean, give me a break. And that the most watered down Hall of Fame. They got Kevin Green, and he's wearing Steeler socks. Kevin Green, you wouldn't be starting on a Steeler team that won the Super Bowl, you asshole. You fake Hulk Hogan. Kevin Green's the most overrated guy in the Hall of Fame of all time.
Overrated, yeah. Speaking of Pittsburgh fans, ladies and gentlemen, joining the show, fresh off an audition. And
Dave, how much you hate the guy who got the ESPN app fucking... You had to be called in for that, right?
No, I wasn't.
Hey, can we turn this thing up? Yeah. Sorry about that. Hold on.
Was your audition for
Orlando Magic
scientist.
Tech support?
If I ever get to the point where I'm jealous... if I get to the point where I'm jealous of commercials, that's like being jealous of people's spots at the comedy store.
I'm jealous of both.
It's like dogs fighting over
a
rotten
piece
of meat.
But that's so you. The guy who got you is you. I would love a rotten piece of meat.
Yeah, I didn't get audition.
I can't believe that.
Fine. Yeah, trust me, there are other things I'm more upset about.
Like what?
There was one a couple years ago where it was perfect for me. It was an alien role, and it was for a show, a real show. And I saw the sides. It was some show that never made it, but I saw the sides. I'm like, I'm perfect for this. I knew somebody at NBC. She didn't get me in. Dan Bylett gets into a car accident with the casting director and he pitches me for it. And the manager I had at the time said, oh, yeah, that's right, I get you in. She did a shitty job. Nobody got me into audition for this. That's when I'm like, I'm doing something wrong. When I see an ESPN audition, I'm like, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you consider he's not making that much money on it.
So, Dave, why don't you chime in on this who's overrated in sports conversation?
Everybody in New York. Manhattan is a Dutch word for overrated. If you play in New York, if you act in New York, if you do comedy in New York, overrated, overrated, overrated.
Yeah. Not comedy.
Derek Jeter?
Not comedy.
Derek comedy Jeter? Especially. Derek Jeter
give me a break.
Come on, dude.
Give me a dude.
I'm sorry.
There's so much better comedians in New York than Los Angeles.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That's actually not true, considering they all end up out here to do pilots.
And the reason I think that, I think there's great, I think there's good comics both places. I think that the lower end comics in New York are just have well polished dog shit compared to the lower comics here who aren't as good, but when they do get good, they get really good. I mean, you go to New York and
put the 10 best comedians, and you know, I love you, and I say you're probably the best comedians in Los Angeles. So it's not a knock against you.
Okay.
But you take the 10 best comics working in New York right now and the 10 best comics working in LA right now. I'm not talking about the movie stars. I'm talking about the people.
Well, you take the 10 best comics working in New York right now, in 3 years, they'll be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It all ends up out here.
I don't think a scene makes somebody
funny. You could say developing somebody
is funny. Either you're
there's a hell of a lot of funny people out of Chicago.
Absolutely. Yeah, but the question
and they're
is
all
question,
here.
Yeah, everybody ends up here.
I think there's a
then
lot of funny guys
back.
In New York. They do move back. Because it's a bitch out here.
Yeah. It is a motherfucker.
It's fucking, I'm sweating in February.
I can't believe how
I just
hot
had
it
to
is.
Sit through that bullshit. I don't even like watching the highlights for the All-Star game in the NBA.
I'm sorry, dude.
Let me tell you something.
I loved it.
I used to love the NBA.
200 points.
I was I used to love basketball. I used to be my favorite sport. Now, I've watched about 7 minutes of college this year because ESPN ruined that. Then the NBA. I tried to watch because I'm a Knicks fan at heart. I tried to watch poor Porzingis. He put in a tremendous show in the last 3 minutes of a basketball game, and then it went to overtime. Not only did the last 3 minutes take an hour and a half to get through overtime, I had to stop watching. It's like it took forever.
There
just
is no
play the goddamn game. You don't think why do these guys need coaches? Like, you don't think these guys know how to play basketball
great
by now?
A great example for that is Luke Walton. It's like, everyone's like, someone's going to give Luke Walton a coaching job, and it's going to go to shit.
Do you want to know why Luke Walton deserves a coaching job?
Why?
Two words.
What?
Mark Jackson. Warriors weren't so good when Mark Jackson was coaching them.
Yeah, but Luke Walton, Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr and Luke Walton did a damn good job. Mark Jackson didn't.
But my
look,
point
you
is,
Phil Jackson's another good example. Before, remember when with the Lakers, Rudy Tomjanovich was no good. Phil Jackson was. As odd as it sounds, some people are just good at coaching, and it wouldn't be who you'd expect.
I would expect Walton to be a good coach.
Yeah,
you have to get black people to listen to you on a very minor level. Once they do, then you're in. Look at the people they just throw away. It's very few white people, white coaches that can coach in the NBA because most of them they're just tuned out.
Wait. Few white coaches. Let's go through the list. Who are the three?
Who
best?
Who are good?
Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich.
Yeah, that's
Steve
two.
Kerr.
That's three. Okay,
Rick Elderman.
Yeah, those are the three best coaches.
Thibodeau tried to coach. They're done.
Thibodeau did a great job. Those are four of the best coaches in the last 10 years.
But he just didn't agree with the GM. Him and the GM didn't get along.
The argument of getting fired does not make you a bad coach. Every coach gets fired. That's like saying that Bill Belichick was a bad coach because he was fired.
I'm talking about who they listen to.
Everybody stops listening to somebody after a couple of years. That's
not the good ones.
Sports.
I think to Walton's point, a lot of those things where you can go like upstream, you're like, well, who makes good coaches? People that were coached by good coaches.
Yeah.
And you look at who Walton had, like his NBA and college career.
Right.
Well, you're like, wow, this guy knows.
Tebow, that's necessary but not sufficient. Or Derek Fisher would be a good example. Bad coach. But was it Phil?
Derek Fisher couldn't handle his women, so no ghetto guys are like, oh, that guy's a pussy. We're not going to listen to him.
Well, yeah, I
exactly
think I heard him.
It's all about who they listen to. It's about egos and men. It's not, you're not coaching like third grade women's soccer where it's like, you do this, you do that. No, it's all guys that know more that are billionaires who can buy and sell the coach.
I think that's why.
They don't listen to him. So you have to have someone that they remotely listen to maybe get an ounce of effort out of
them. So who's the great black coach?
None, probably.
So your argument is that all coaches are bad, especially white coaches?
My argument is that most coaches are meaningless, and the guys are going to do what they're going to do. The very few. The only reason why Popovich is any good is because Admiral was a class guy, and so was Duncan. That's the only reason. Or he'd have been coaching three other jobs by now.
I think
Phil Jackson had rings from the Knicks. That's why he mattered. He had rings with the Knicks. He could call Walt Frazier. They could go clubbing. That's why they respected him. It's all
I
about
think to
respect.
That point, to that point.
It's all about, they don't respect those other guys. Look at
you think.
Who's the midget in Oklahoma City?
Hold on
City?
A second here. You have a real belief that black players have a real sense of history. When he was winning rings with the Knicks, that was 20 years before. Ask any people today don't know who Michael Jordan is.
That is so.
I assure you, the rings with the Knicks matter.
Walt Frazier is.
No, actually, I don't think they do. Rings with the Knicks didn't matter one bit. At that point, Phil Jackson got a job because he coached on the CBA, got hired by Doug Collins. Doug Collins couldn't control the team. He ended up with it. Nobody thought he'd be that good.
He's 6'9". He can roll out Willis Reed. Hey, look, he's coming. Look at my Knicks.
Nobody
it matters
cares
if you played in the league. Don't tell me it doesn't matter.
Willis
if you didn't
Reed
play
matters
in the
if you're
well,
old.
Stan Van Gundy right now.
And look where he's at.
He's been fired
10 times. Stan Van Gundy got thrown out of three different organizations because the top guy was like, get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was Dwight Howard.
Exactly. Actually,
and he got fucked.
He got fucked by Pat Riley.
Pat Riley.
And then he ran its course with Dwight Howard. He did a good job, but eventually that team fell
apart. He's becoming a coach killer.
Who?
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He's an organization killer.
Well, yeah. Dwight Howard is going to be traded. It looks like Dwight Howard's going to be traded.
He's a league killer.
He's a league killer.
Who the hell wants to watch him bitching?
The Heat don't believe they have a future with Hassan Whiteside. The rumor is that it might be a one for one Hassan Whiteside for Dwight Howard.
Well, I don't know how Houston could do that. They're over the cap. You have to be under the cap to make that trade.
The rumor is that they're going to. They're definitely dumping him. That's
they're going to. Now, these hilarious rumors about.
Can you seriously sit and watch a full NBA game?
I can.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Just the pacing, the amount of if I had to sit and pay $100 and watch the Milwaukee Bucks play the Indiana Pacers in the front row, I would commit Harry Carey.
Dude,
I paid $150 to watch a bunch of guys not give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't do – I mean, you talk about – to me, it's watching reparations. To me, it's watching a bunch of guys going, I'm getting back at the white guy.
Yeah.
Look at me not try. Look at me pick up a paycheck for nothing.
I disagree with you, dude.
I don't agree with that either.
I like the game. I think the game's fine. I think people
there is no other sport, though, that the last 2 minutes of the game takes the longest. Like from the two-minute warning in the NFL, no, NBA is way worse. They have like 17 timeouts each.
If each team has three timeouts in the last 2 minutes. And
you're saying 2 minutes of an NBA game takes longer than
I'm saying the NFL has a long-ass fucking 2 minutes, too. Unless it's a blowout.
Guys, it's that way for a reason, and the reason is that you can
sell
ads.
Many commercials in there.
I get that. I just feel like basketball is getting murdered right now, and I would tell you that a lot of the sports are changing. There's too much money involved. These players can't get hit like they want to. Guaranteed money has ruined the sport. If you want to fucking save sports, get rid of guaranteed money, dude, because once you know you're getting paid, your drive to fucking kill is fucking.
And have a salary cap for rookies, I think.
Yeah,
I think in all sports. I mean, you've seen
In football and basketball.
In football, it Hockey cripples. Jamarcus Russell crippled the Raiders for half a decade.
Yeah,
giving him $60 million.
Yeah.
Without ever throwing a pass in the NFL. Crippled them.
So it's tough to institute a lot of those things, though, because the football seems to have a uniquely weak union.
That's the most ridiculous.
Until they're in trouble.
What do you mean?
Until something happens and then they fucking rally. Until you fucking slap a bitch in an elevator and then the union just shows up and they're like, hey, man, you can't fucking spin this. And it's like, come on.
But they won't fight for, you know, it's like you have a sport where people end their careers instantly.
The union will get you out of a DUI faster than.
I feel like where else is guaranteed salaries?
Baseball.
Baseball's
union
baseball.
Is incredible. What ruined baseball was a combination of factors.
Hockey's guaranteed salaries. Those guys all play hard.
Yeah. Baseball needs a salary cap. That's for sure. Salary cap's a great thing. Also, because of the top and the bottom.
Now you're talking about people getting $400 million contracts
for baseball. That's fine. The problem with
baseball is the one sport where I think they deserve every dollar. I know football should because they take a beating, but in terms of the amount of time you have to put in, I mean, you go 168 games, 162 days in a row. You're pretty much playing.
Well, no, it's more than that because you got a few days off, so it's basically it's like a 6 month season.
Yeah. But you can play an entire baseball game and not sweat.
Actually, that's no way. No, that's not. You're playing in long pants, Tebow.
Yeah.
Dude, also, those guys that come in and throw Tebow, 9 pitches in the nighttime,
they sweat they like a motherfucker.
They sit in there.
Tebow, do you this is how exhausting baseball is.
Oh,
they
exhausting
to,
the
they used to have
That's
jars.
The dumbest
they had jars of amphetamines in the clubhouse.
Yeah, to keep them awake. It's so freaking
because
boring.
Sport where you can chain smoke.
162 games a year. It's tough to do anything that much. It's exhausting.
I get that the long, the
also
long.
It is long.
Do you know what their pulse? Also, their pulse rate at the plate. Do you know what it is? It's like 160, 170. It's incredibly high.
Well, yeah.
Do you ever see their locker rooms?
Thing.
They're catered like weddings.
I have no problem.
So
with
is the
that.
NBA. No, every sport that. Has so catered locker
listen,
rooms.
Listen, dude.
So is Chelsea lately.
Let
NBA,
me just say
in
this.
The NBA,
Let
they,
me say
they
this.
Eat candy on the bench.
Russell Peters is the biggest comic pretty much in the world, okay?
And he can hit 215 in the major leagues. Come on.
No, he can't. Listen.
There's
can't.
No way.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Baseball's a
He
joke.
Plays arenas, and he makes $3 million a deal. Dude, these guys play Russell Peters gigs 162 times for the most part. Not every time sold out, but when they go to the
go
right
to a Marlins market, game, there's more people in this studio.
Well, that has to do with the fucking Marlins and how they're fucking marketing their shit. But, dude, you look at football, basketball, I have no problems with these salaries. The NBA, there are 420 players in the world that can play in the NBA. I have no problem with them making the money that they make.
Take it for granted.
Here's the problem with arguing.
I have no problem with that.
Arguing players' salaries are overrated is a fundamental misunderstanding. That's a business arrangement. Look, the players are businessmen, so are the owners. If the players don't get the money, do you think it's given to charity? It's given to owners.
Yeah.
The only reason we question player salaries is we're wired to think that white billionaires deserve their money.
I don't question the salaries at all. I'm just saying that they don't try hard when they're out there. I could care less what they get paid.
I really could.
I wouldn't have paid more so I don't have to pay for all their kids they're making out of wedlock.
Who cares if they're giving kids out of wedlock? It doesn't
matter.
Why?
Because they're going to schools. I don't, you know.
Yes, that's a major problem with schools is rich black kids.
Yeah,
I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Their 10th kids are rich.
All of them are rich until
they
leave
paid,
the league.
They all get paid by them. Yeah, dude, they do. They're not all on welfare.
They all get paid.
None of the kids are on welfare until the players leave.
You hear how much Cromartie pays in a fucking year for child support?
Who?
What's Antonio Cromartie from the Jets. So has so many
kids,
he can't remember the names.
He has 10 kids. He pays like $500,000 a year.
When they're in the league, they're paying. The only problem is after the league.
Exactly.
That's when they go to jail.
So they average 3 years in the league.
Yeah, but you
so what's going to happen in 10 years?
Yes.
Who's paying for those kids?
But that's not the problem. That happens with comedians. That happens with the UPS guy. It's no fucking different. You know, there's UPS guys
deliveries.
That don't fucking deliver.
What will Brown
no,
do for you? Bring
fuck.
Your kid.
You know what you've done? You gave this kid a chance of genetics so that he could make the fucking
Absolutely, yes.
I don't care about players. I just say the NBA is boring to watch.
I love the sport. I think it's exciting. I don't like the no touching rules. That's more upset.
Honestly, it's going to go in that direction when you consider the effect of
how
concussions.
Much?
Concussions are making a major difference in terms of they will never go back to the 90s to Pat Riley ball because when players got knocked down,
because
head
nobody
injury,
also wants to see that.
Nobody
but
wants
I,
to see it, but
I don't
also
like,
but
yeah.
they
want to
see the
Curry.
Scoring. They love this Golden State shit.
Well, you know what, dude? I watched the Super Bowl and it was a defensive matchup and it was boring.
I loved
three
it.
And outs, three and outs. See? You can enjoy that the way I can enjoy basketball.
Sure.
But the three and out, three and out, three and out, you wouldn't want a fucking, like, greatest show on turf, 45-37
no.
fucking score?
No.
Yeah, you would too, dude.
No, I wouldn't.
Those were good
Absolutely
games, too.
Absolutely, I wouldn't. I'm sure they were, yeah, they were good games
because
they were two offensive
Tebow,
fucking
here's a
high
question
octane
for
things.
You.
But if you're like, would you agree that we should completely take away defense and turn the NFL into the Pro Bowl? No, I love watching a good defensive fucking game.
If the Falcons had hired an offensive-minded coach instead of a defensive coordinator from Seattle, would you change your tune?
Not at all.
If the Falcons had Cam Newton, if they had the Antonio Brown.
I'm fine with Matt Ryan.
Really?
Absolutely, 100%. 100% in
I love
Matt
the Falcons
Ryan.
Commercial of them singing on the bus. That's the most entertaining thing they've done in 10 years.
What was the commercial?
Get kids to play together. not beat each other up on a playground.
Play 60.
Yeah, there was
no bullies. Don't be a bully.
No, I love how we have to tell kids to play. How about we do a fucking PSA to tell child molesters not to kidnap kids so they can go outside and play?
There's not
that
many child molesters. There's just a bunch of
Are you pro child molester right now?
I would be.
I would be. What scenario
I'm trying to
world?
Entertain these six fucking people. Jesus.
Look,
right.
the thing about the NFL players.
Am I scaring off caveman coffee? Yeah,
NFL players saying you should get out there and play more is ridiculous when you consider it's death to children to play football. It's like saying
that's what they want.
They should smoke more.
Well, I mean, that tobacco commercials would love to do that if they legally could make commercials. There's nothing they'd love more than showing a bunch
you
of...
You wonder if it's heading
like
to
that
point.
Like some little 7-year-old in a denim jacket smoking a cigarette and all the girls going, man, look at Dave. He seems to have his shit together.
There's nothing I hate more than NFL people complaining about concussions. Nothing. You want to be a millionaire. You want to have 10 kids. You want to be famous. You know what? Then you might die when you're 45.
What do you mean by
that? If you don't want that, drive a bus. You'll live till you're 70.
I will say this.
They
about
take
that.
All the fame and all the money and all the glory, and then you're going to get fucking hit in the head. That's what makes it exciting. No one's paying to watch fucking touch football.
Nope. I think what's happened is, where that I disagree with you on that, is that what's happened is all these 55, 60-year-olds are like, one, killing themselves, and two, the NFL did not take care of them financially, almost like the vets in a way, where it's like, hey, man, my whole life is fucked. I dedicate to this. And there was no studies about concussions about that.
Even
we
worse.
We didn't even know then. Yeah. So now they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. A generation of the 70s and 80s guys are all killing themselves, can't sleep at night, can't focus on shit. We better do something
There's
for these guys.
There's also a generation
that are
of those guys that, you know what, they took some of the money they made, some of their famousness, and they went out and they got jobs and got productive and really did a lot with their lives.
Well, absolutely. The problem is that it's tough to be productive with your life when you can't retain any information because your brain is porous.
Yeah, okay.
And your body is fucked, too.
They don't play football.
The truth is in the middle.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, the truth is in the middle, dude. It's like, you know, you want to make it safe for these guys, but at the same time,
I don't
want to
make it safe. I don't give a shit.
NFL players that are telling their kids.
I'm sick of pretending to have to care about them. I don't care about them. Every sports center, oh, they're going to push this guy in the wheelchair, this guy. Who the fuck cares? Just show me the highlights. I need Linda Cohn fake crying over somebody.
No, I'm with you.
It's sports. I don't give a shit about them as people.
I think...
Jesus Christ.
Well,
what
do you really care
today?
About? You really care about the backup tight end, the Atlanta Falcons?
I mean, you don't want
I do,
to,
absolutely.
You don't want people to fucking
Levi and Toilolo
live
care about
lives.
That,
the people we should feel really bad about are the people that played college football and made no money, and their lives are ruined, too. Because if you don't think college football causes CTE, I present to you Suge Knight.
Huh. Well, and that's why it's entertaining. That's why the SEC is my favorite kind of football, because those linebackers and defensive backs hit like they still play football, because there's not a bunch of girls. They're not a bunch of girls. Oh, he hit me too hard. Oh, he hit me too hard. No, they're out there. They're out there to win because they want to make it to the show. The SEC is mad. The SEC is so much more entertaining than the NFL because those guys actually kill each other. It's not like, oh, don't hit him. He might get a concussion. Ooh, a concussion. I swear to fucking God.
Did you have your coffee today? What happened?
I did.
Is this a plug for caveman coffee?
Yeah. Have some caveman coffee. It's great shit. Look at this. You might actually think the NFL is exciting.
I think it's fun, dude.
I like the NFL.
I like it. I think
it's fun. Great. It's just too bad. It's probably going to have to go out of business.
It'll never go out of business.
You're crazy.
It's not that. Look, it'll be
boxing
like
still around.
It'll be like smoking
barely.
Or the record industry. It will change. Or boxing is a good example too. It won't be as big as it was because there.
Dude,
won't.
Super Bowl Sunday is. What were the numbers? Had the numbers come out?
134-ish. I've heard anywhere 134
guys,
to 150.
If you think that's always going to increase, baseball used to be the biggest sport in America.
Yeah, but
too.
The problem with baseball was. Is that they went on that big strike and people realize they didn't need it. What happens the week after fucking the NFL? You're like, fuck, there's no football, man. It's fucking
when college football and NFL are over, I'm just kind of like, man, now that's just
The NFL will ruin its product if they keep trying to put a game on every fucking night. That's when you're going
to
be like,
I agree. I was just saying that to Taylor, or to fucking...
this is Taylor. Yeah.
What's his...
your brother,
Frazier.
Popped up
I was saying that to
nowhere.
Frazier. Yeah.
It's not going away. The NFL is never going away because it's like, you know, anything that's like, it'll be deemed as racist to try to get rid of it.
No, what will happen is it may get to a point where it might lose some people, but it's like the X Games I could see getting huge, you know, because that's like there's a bunch of kids who aren't necessarily genetic super freaks can play in the X Games. They can ride a bike fast and jump a million times, and kids want to do stuff that they can see.
Well, I think people will
they want to do stuff they see.
Yeah. I think contact sports is always going to be popular because it's like we want to pay to see people put themselves in danger. But there is an element of like, okay, if this is an industry and this is a business, we have to find some sort of way to protect these people at the highest level that we can.
I
and
am
still
not
having
alone.
A contact
I am not
sport.
Alone. I am not alone. There's a lot of people around my age that remember football when it was great. And a lot of us are sick of it. It's not the same game. It ain't about Cam Newton dancing. I love Cam Newton. He's one of the only exciting people in the NFL. It's not about that. It's just about the way the game has changed to a point where it's just sickening. It's the truth.
In what sense?
I'll probably be dead in 5 years anyway, but I mean, literally the game has changed. It's like the boiling frog. I can see that it's like you can ruin it and ruin it and ruin it. It's like it's ruined. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy watching it, except for the Steelers, which I'll watch if they're on for free. I don't enjoy watching. It's just 15 substitutions. This guy, 3rd and 3 used to be a running down. 3rd and a half, a cunt hair, is now 5 wide receivers. You know, the game
like
has just
it.
Changed.
I like
it's flag
it.
Football.
I like, well, you know, especially since the Raiders are doing well. So, you know, I'm happy.
Dude, did you see this thing about David Carr?
What?
Second most ever.
Yeah, but look,
in touchdowns,
in
first
fairness,
years, but it is a different fucking
sport. Way different league. Also, it was second. Marino had 68 in his first 2 years, 20 the first year, 48 the second.
Yep.
Carr had, I believe, 50.
54.
It was like that's a huge difference. But yeah, it's a different fucking sport,
right?
Like the even just the rules in terms of dealing with
I'm
receivers.
I'm fine with it.
Because then you look third
yeah.
and fourth.
No, yeah, but it's fine. I'm fine
third
with
and fourth
too.
Are.
But citing those records is like saying box office
right.
numbers
they're
because it always
come
increases.
Right. How, yeah. about
it's an inflationary
how can you
society.
How can you respect the passing game? It used to be like guys in the 70s and 80s, they would get killed going over the middle.
In fairness, though.
Now if you even look at them the wrong way, it's like, now you intentionally tried to look
guys
at them.
Guys in the 70s and 80s, though, used to coat their fucking hands with Stick'Em so that you could throw it and catch with the back.
Well, yeah, Lynn Swan and John Stallworth had Stick'Em. I mean,
that's the
it
new
was
glove.
Everybody had Stick'Em.
The gloves
Most
are
the
new Stick'Em.
Yeah, the gloves are the
they
new
are the new Stick'Em.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, have you ever had fucked around with those things?
No, they're great, right? Dude, that's how Odell Beckham had that one hand.
We had him in the red zone, and literally. Yeah, because when it was like breast cancer, whatever the fuck, they had like
your
a football and they
dick.
Had like the gloves. And dude, just like, you know, while we're on, so we're like on air so we can kind of talk and all this kind of shit. And we had the football and we each had one of the gloves on. You just touch it and it sticks. Bro, it's insane.
There's a second level effect of that,
too. You could
probably
climb
yeah.
a wall with those things.
The second effect of that, too, is it means that if hands are less important, it means that you can be a super athlete with bad hands and play in the NFL, which means that the level gets higher in terms of taller, faster, bigger jumping people.
Heyward
it
Bay,
allows,
what
like,
was
NBA
his name?
Players.
Heyward Bay? The Raiders drafted?
Who is now a Steeler.
Steeler.
Yeah. He's like the number four receiver. Couldn't catch shit. Now he's playing okay. He is fast as fuck. Yeah,
he couldn't catch AIDS in an African prison that day.
He was, fast. He's still fast as fuck, though.
Were you at the store last night?
Yes, I was.
Yes, was.
How was it? Was it a party?
You know, 3-day weekends, it was okay, but it wasn't bad. It was kind of full. 3-day weekends usually are bad. I wasn't there on Sunday.
I heard Sunday was great. I wasn't there.
I assume it was really good.
Both shows sold out.
Look, Sundays on a 3-day weekend are always fucking jammed.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Oh,
Valentine's
Day thing. I was in the OR.
Really?
Yeah. It was
how
fun.
Was it?
On Sunday?
It was very...
Why did you just ask how Sunday was when you were there?
Because I remembered I was there.
This guy!
I didn't remember if I was there Saturday.
Did you play football, Sam?
No, I did a lot of drugs.
He was fishing for a compliment.
That's
were
the
you there Sunday? Well, then you
fuck-ups.
Saw me murder it.
That's the concussions of comedy.
Yeah, I have friends that smoke so much pot, I'm convinced they have CTE.
No, I'm convinced if you smoke weed too much that you get bipolar. Like,
dude, I've had conversations with Ari, and then he's walked away, and then he's come back, and then started that conversation up again.
Oh, ask Ari.
We just talked talked about this 5 minutes ago.
Here's a game to play with Ari. Right. Ask him what the name is for a grapefruit. The Big Orange? Big Orange? He does not know the word grapefruit. That's been burned out of his head.
What do you mean if I show him a grapefruit?
Show him a grapefruit and say, what is this called? He will not remember it.
It's interesting.
Ask Danish about it.
Where is he right now?
I don't know. He's calling in, though.
He's skiing in Canada.
I didn't know Ari was a huge skier.
I think that's, Ari always reinvents himself. This is part of the new Ari.
I'd love to be on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, it's a big, big skier.
By the way, that's the new impression.
Yeah,
what?
Of course.
What?
Everybody's Ari. I don't know why everybody's talking shit about me.
Did anyone see Deadpool?
No.
Any interest?
The one with Clint Eastwood? That was a shitty movie.
No. Axl Rose. $150 million in a weekend.
Remember Jim Carrey's in
$150?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It way exceeded expectations. Yeah. It was 138 or 150?
150, I read this morning.
It was 10 times.
Where is TJ Miller on your comedy hierarchy?
He's way up there, guys.
But I feel like he doesn't get the credit of it.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's a successful actor now.
He's a god in Chicago.
Comedy stand-up is the minor leagues of entertainment.
Right.
You know? And if you get up to the majors, you tend not to go back down if you can avoid it.
Yeah, of
course. Might have to do a rehab stint, like Whitney.
Dude, if you're Ray Romano, why would you want to leave?
A rehab stint like Whitney. If your show fails, you're like, I just love to go back down, play a little while. I love stand-up. But then the second you can, you're gone.
If you're Ray Romano, why would you want to leave your Malibu estate to go to a fucking 12-minute pop-in and store? People like Chris Rock, he just loves stand. He just loves
Rogan,
it.
Fairness, Rogan loves,
yeah, but
loves
also,
it.
Yeah.
But there are people where you hit a level where you go like,
well, also, Chris Rock tends to come back when he's doing, like, for example, he was running Oscar material last night. I mean, that's...
Yep, and that was cool, and it was really funny. But I don't think Ray Romano's going to be like,
fire up the helicopter, just going to go to a spot.
Romano has another TV show.
He's on
the Scorsese
Vinyl.
One, yeah.
Hey, guys, we got a call. You're calling into Punch Drunk Sports.
Hello? Did you see it?
What's that?
Is that Dice?
Did you see it?
Vinyl? Is this you, Dice?
Yeah, the show on HBO, dummy.
Oh, I thought your show's on what's the other one?
Showtime. No,
Showtime.
He was on Vinyl, the first episode.
Oh, you were on Vinyl? Oh, shit, I got
you. What show I'm on? What are you thinking? What are you trying to do, your own career or something?
I'm sorry, man. I feel like shit. I should have watched it. I didn't. I fucked my homework up. Sorry, Dice.
Dice, what happened in the episode?
What, do you want me to give a spoiler? I mean, you got to see it. I can't ruin it for Marty Scorsese. This is a big deal for him. He's trying to make a comeback.
Wow.
Dice, you're on fire
right
now.
Scorsese needs to make
a
comeback.
Did you say Scorsese's making a comeback?
Yeah, he's had a couple of bombs, and I'm trying to bring him back.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, Dice, is it a coincidence that, you know, you had this show on HBO, you had your part in Vinyl, that show airs, and then you're parading around the Comedy Store last night doing a victory lap?
It's a bit of a coincidence, but it's also, you may have read something into it.
Okay, I don't know. Seems like every time Dice is on TV, he just shows up at the store and just hangs out.
So, Dice.
Where's Ari right now?
He's skiing.
And
that's not doing coke. That's actual skiing down a mountain.
I want him to know that he's banned from watching my show. He'll never be on it, and he can't even do anything with it.
Why?
What would he do with it?
He rifled through my affairs. You know what happened.
Oh, yeah, the rifleman.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. I was there for that.
I forgot about that.
So are you going to put any young comics on your show? Any of these young, hot female comics? Are you thinking about putting them on your show?
Well,
you know, it's all about Marty, so I would have to ask him, but, you know. I'm thinking about putting this lady, Natasha Leggero, on one of my TV shows.
Oh, wait, shit.
I saw the trailer. She's on the show. She's already on there.
She's on the show?
Yeah, she's his girlfriend in the show.
On Vinyl?
Not Vinyl. No, Showtime.
You see what happens, Samuel? I got so many shows going on at one time that it's hard to explain my career.
Did you call him Samuel?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Dude, you are killing. So let me get this right. Natasha Leggero is your girlfriend on Vine.
Please, Leggero. Leggero is a poor person.
On Showtime. She's your girlfriend?
Yeah, remember, the reason I cast her is because I know it breaks Ari's heart.
Oh, well played.
Wow.
Well played.
Nice.
Point dice.
Now, he rifled through
your... She wasn't even good for the role. And I said, I'm doing this just to fuck with this guy. How crazy is that?
Dude, you are crazy.
It's all because he rifled through your affairs.
If you rifle through my affairs, that's a lifetime ban from anything to do with me. Don't even look in my direction, Ari. If I see you on that mountain, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Dice, who else is banned from your house, Dice?
It's a long list. How much time do we have?
About another hour and 15 minutes.
Give a name or two. That's fine.
Lorne Michaels is banned.
Why is he banned?
Because he tried to ban me from his stupid show. I didn't do anything.
Oh, you didn't, dude. God damn.
Now, Dice,
President Obama's banned.
Why would that be?
Why is Obama banned?
Because it seems like a guy who would rifle through the affairs.
Is that because he's black, Dice? Is that what you're saying here?
Maybe the half throws me off a bit. I don't know how to treat him.
Okay, Dice, now I saw you on... Entourage the movie, in your little cameo, you're at the party. You are wearing a Andrew Dice Clay and Wheels Parisi t-shirt. Was that intentional?
Did the wardrobe just happen to have that? He was begging me to do it. Wheels is basically almost homeless. He said, come on, Andrew, wear the shirt. I threw him a bone. Dice, now the guy thinks he's my best friend.
Is Wheels right there with you?
Of course he is.
Well, let's say hi to him. I want to congratulate him on...
Well, for some reason, somebody wants to talk to you. I don't know why.
Hey,
hey, Wheels.
Wheels, what's up?
Yeah, just just cooking for Michelle Obama last weekend.
What?
That seems unlikely.
Does Dice know that? Because I don't think he likes the Obamas, because they look like they'd rifle through his affairs.
Yeah, he told me that he doesn't care for them. But I made her a couple hot pockets and some other gourmet food.
That's right.
Is hot pockets a gourmet food?
I put some garnishes on it, a little basil.
So are you excited? Aren't you on this new show coming out on Showtime?
Yeah, of course. I'm starring role.
Star role? That seems unlikely.
I ran into you last night and you were telling me, I heard you telling everybody that it was actually your show.
Yeah, I did a comedy special on Showtime.
I was
nice enough to let some other comics do it, but it's my special.
Wheels, it's funny, we're talking about football. I understand you played college football, as I recall.
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State?
No.
Wait, that seems unlikely, Wheels. What? Who was coaching?
We just actually called him Coach.
You don't actually know his name. You just known as Coach, like the TV show?
Yeah, it was just Coach.
Yeah, sure. It wasn't a Bowden. It was just Coach.
This guy went to his wedding and said, "Do you, Coach, take this woman?"
What position did you play?
A little of this and a little of that.
A little this, a little that. Were you a two-way player? Did you go both ways?
Yeah, I was an Iron Man. I know you're trying to make a bisexual joke, but I was an Iron Man player.
An Iron Man player.
Give me the phone. Can you believe what this guy says?
Unbelievable. I cannot believe Natasha Leggero is his...
Yeah, is that funny?
That's unbelievable.
Make sure you tell Ari, episode 3, I rail her from behind, and you see me smile at the camera, and I'm looking right at Ari in my mind.
All right, Dice, you're the man. Thanks for calling
Unbelievable.
In. We appreciate that. Good luck with the show.
Multiple shows.
Oh, I don't need luck. I'm talented.
You are, sir. All right, man. Wow. Natasha, she has two shows now.
What's her other one?
Isn't her show?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that show.
That show's funny.
No, it's not.
I saw, I've only seen two episodes.
Show. Any word on that?
I heard it was good, and I'm happy about that because I have a couple friends that write for it.
Oh, that's
Brody
great.
Brody said he created that show.
By the way, this is the deal with Brody. If Brody
said he created
He creates the energy. Yeah. They're doing warm-up. He gets audience involved. He gets a crew involved.
If he did any warm-up for any point, he claims credit for the show being picked up. Even if he did warm-up after the show was picked up.
The other night he was saying he created Chelsea.
Yeah.
created that show. I created the vibe. I created the audience vibe. I get the
He's
crew involved.
Crazy,
the
huh?
writers. The writers get involved in the vibe that's created.
Too bad there's no guild for warm-up guys.
There should be a guild for warm-up guys.
It's called the Sweetest Gig in the World Guild.
It seems like they're paid pretty well.
Well, guys, I got a jam.
Hey, good luck today.
Thank you, dude. Thanks for Dave Taylor, guys. Good luck on the show.
You want to keep Dave there? My camera.
I'll stay
wise?
Here. You know what? Let's leave a seat in memory of Sam Tripoli.
Yeah. I feel like we should play It's Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Let's pour out some water.
Whoever. By whoever. What do you think about this Peyton Manning talk? All this
I think
shit
it's complete bullshit.
I'm with you on that. It's silly. It's
they want to find something remotely wrong that some white guy remotely did.
So
they can stack up against everything that every black guy's ever done wrong.
I don't even think it's a white-black thing. I think it's just they found something, they're pouncing. But, you know, article...
Hold on.
Sorry.
That article in the Post isn't an article. It's a piece of advocacy written about, based on the lawyer's, you know, suit. It's written one-sided. It's insane. It's tempest in a teapot.
Well, people can't get over the fact that Cam Newton acted like a three-year-old. So they have to find something wrong that Peyton Manning did. And they found it 20 years ago. And, you know, what were women even doing in the locker room? I mean, give me a break.
In her case, I think she was a trainer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, we had it's like, come on.
I was saying earlier.
If she was worried about seeing a spare dick and balls, she should get a different job.
This is one where I don't think it's going to track. I think it'll just.
I don't think it'll track either. And it's like so much of this, Joe and I were talking before the show. It's like how much of this. Now, granted, I mean, that's a dumb thing to do. But when I was 20, I would put my dick, my buddies slap my dick on their head when they're sitting watching TV. How much of this is a 20-year-old being a stupid, dumb fuck? Granted, he's entitled.
Probably
granted,
a lot.
No one ever told him no.
Well, another thing that's worth pointing out, too, is this. It's been 20 years, and have you seen or even heard of a single other woman coming forward with a similar story? And trust me, they would have by now.
This guy doesn't even get a DUI. Yeah. This guy's so boring.
You know, it's not the first. It's never the first one. It's always the next 20 lined up. With Cosby, it's Cosby or Tiger Woods. Once that first one comes forward, women are happy to come up and say, oh, that happened to me too.
A lot
in
of
this
them.
Case, yeah.
In both
Nobody
both
wants
instances.
To be first. Everybody's happy to be second. Nobody's come forward with Peyton Manning. Everybody, I don't think it's going to last because there's no if another woman comes forward, then you have a story, then you have a big deal.
How many sexual assaults do you think the defensive lineman at Tennessee performed in the last 25 years?
Did Charles Haley play there? I don't know if he did or not.
No, but I mean, you know, give me a break. Oh my God, some trainer accidentally saw his balls, as opposed to like how many just abuses you think the football team's done? Well, like the whole 95-man roster.
Did you ever read the book about the Dallas Cowboys, Boys Will Be Boys, about Charles Haley?
Yeah. I didn't read it, but I know you know a lot of those
stories that were
out.
Great were one is that he kept saying, he was like pounding on knocking, I think it was Steve Young. He's like, hey. Finally, Young turns around and Haley has his dick out on the desk behind him. Oh, I think it was limp. At one point, he did. I can remember at one point he beat off to completion in front of a player saying, I'm thinking about your wife.
Yeah.
To completion.
I mean, that's just like some of the. I mean, look.
He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
He's close. I don't know if he made it or not.
Yeah, they're trying to keep him out.
Who, Haley?
Haley.
He tried for a long time.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He is
way more than Kevin Green.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now, as a Steeler fan, your beef with Kevin Green being in the Hall of Fame is what?
Is it's a watered-down Hall of Fame, and he was never that great. And any Steeler team that won a Super Bowl, he wouldn't have started on. And when he goes in, it lets other Steelers who are way more deserving have to wait in the back seat. I would put Aaron, whatever the guy that just played 15 years in a row in like the same position, I'd put him in before I put Kevin Green in.
I mean, I think it's like Green had all those rings.
He didn't have any rings.
Sack guy.
Kevin
Green never won a goddamn thing.
I think isn't he second place all
he's
time
second
in sacks?
He's second in sacks, but it's like, you know, I mean, but don't be a Steeler. They go in as a Panther. Go in as a Ram. Steeler.
Didn't he win a ring with the Rams?
Has the Rams ever won a ring? Oh, they won.
He won a couple.
He was retired by the Greatest Show on Turf.
Oh, was he?
Or he wasn't playing for them.
My friend was a practice player. He was on the practice squad of the Panthers, and he said it was crazy. He'd come in early, like 6 in the morning, 5:30
in the morning. That's a tough job.
Yeah, come in 5:30 to work out, and he said Kevin Green was finishing up his workout at that point. It was just those guys are on another level of drive.
that's a
he
tough
was
kid.
he was on the roid rage too.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I'm thinking
fake Hulk Hogan.
That's like the heyday too of like
Bill Romanowski.
All those guys, like those and fucking Mandarich, like you think about all those guys in like the 80s. I mean, the rampant steroids.
I just don't like watering down Hall of Fames. I like it when the guy's a Hall of Famer, like you know he's a Hall of Famer. Like Joe Green, Randy White, Dick Butkus, Kevin Green. Kevin Green's
stat
a Hall of Famer.
Correction here, guys. No rings as a player, one as a coach for Green Bay.
Oh yeah, most guarded linebacker
record
coach.
For most sacks by a linebacker at 160, third all time in sacks.
Okay. Wow,
so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's what it is right there. Most by a linebacker,
third Hall of Famer.
Most
the
by
only
linebacker,
other way,
third all time in sacks.
The
it's
only
hard
other,
to deny
yeah,
that.
If the only other time you could say somebody third all time in a stat isn't going to go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is if it's a kicking stat. Kickers just aren't going.
Yeah, I'm surprised Morton Anderson
isn't.
But
it's a compiling stat though. It's like they didn't even keep sack stats until the '80s.
I mean, that's like 30 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. Elsie Green would probably had more.
You're saying he's gotten the third most sacks in the last 30 years. That's probably Hall of Fame level. That's certainly, you would argue.
Sure. I mean, he's not, in my mind, a Hall of Famer. Okay. In my mind, he's not a Hall of Famer. I would never pick him on. Is he on the all decade team? Probably not.
I mean, I can get a lot more linebackers I'd pick over him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Tony Dungy, just a watered down Hall of Fame. He's, you know, it's like, what big game? He won the weakest Super Bowl of all time, and he had Peyton Manning in his prime for 7 years, and he had Tampa Bay, which was a killer team, and he didn't do shit with that team either.
I didn't
but because he's
Super
on
Bowl
TV,
all time was
he
that.
Helped Mike Vick save a couple pit bulls. Now he's a fucking Hall of Famer. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see, like, what is – he has a pretty impressive win – loss record.
You think he actually coached Peyton Manning?
Yeah, but so what you're telling me is that, okay, to be a Hall of Fame coach, you have to take the shittiest, most retarded players. Every goddamn winning coach has great players. Phil Jackson is dog shit without Jordan.
He only won one with Peyton
Manning. Dog shit without fucking Shaq.
Fairness, though, Phil Jackson nearly got a title without Jordan.
Dog shit without Shaq.
That team. Look, that team, after the year after when Jordan retired, when they basically, the difference between them getting to the finals
with
was
Pippen.
that awful call, that Hubert Davis foul call.
Right.
Jackson could have had a ring with just Pippen. Because they weren't, that wasn't like, that was absolutely an
NBA. But he didn't.
No, he didn't.
It's the inverse argument, though. That's like saying he had Michael Jordan for 10 years, only won one ring.
He had
Peyton Manning for 7 years, only won one ring.
Yeah, but football's a whole different thing. Football, you don't play offense and defense.
Football,
Jordan was the offensive player of the year and the defensive player of the year in the same year.
Football's real simple. If you don't have one of the four or five good quarterbacks, you're not going to win.
If you don't have a good defense, you're not going to win. The Colts had an adequate defense the year that they won.
They had that one safety that got out of prison or something, came in and played like three games and won.
You know, the baddest dude in the Colts team, like the real criminal, is Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. Oh, he got away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, you think
too.
About just because he stayed
low-key.
How did
he sweep all that under the rug so quietly?
I don't know. He's in the Hall of Fame, and you think about
it. T.O. isn't, which is BS. Yeah.
That's interesting, too, because the reason T.O. is out.
It was personality defects, issues. And Marvin Harrison is a real-life criminal, like a real-life murderer.
T.O. never was involved in a murder.
No.
T.O. was never involved in drug trafficking.
In fairness, this was
He almost got the Eagles. A Super Bowl ring.
T.O. was
single-handedly. Coming off of a major injury.
Speaking of which, is Donovan McNabb, is he going to be on anyone's spring training roster?
McNabb?
He's going to go and just
maybe
throw
your local bar.
Well, no, he should go to help throw grounders to the infield. That's all he's ever done.
Yeah, no shit.
What Rush Limbaugh said about Donovan McNabb was absolutely 100% true.
Yeah, that's
true. But
ESPN
was such a... It's such
ESPN
a shit organization
it's
that
the
they
worst.
Couldn't even acknowledge the fact that he was right.
Well, the irony, too, is remember the narrative was, and then Donovan McNabb proved him wrong the next week, and he threw for like 200 yards. It's like, no, Limbaugh was right about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, McNabb is overrated. He was
big
good
time.
With the Eagles.
You know, that really changed around once that Super Bowl happened. That completely ended his good name when he was vomiting on the field.
Yeah.
It's funny how you do poorly in a big game. Carson Palmer, same thing. Like
Now you wonder, because he... And he denies that he was throwing
Jake Delhomme?
He denies it,
but it doesn't mean that it's true.
It's a fucking Super Bowl. There's plenty of fucking camera footage of that.
T.O. said he puked.
But yeah.
T.O. doesn't lie.
Everybody did. So you got to wonder, Super Bowl, you're partying all week. How much of that do you think, now that we know that, and this is a guy with a drinking problem saying this, that the guy has had and fought drinking problems all the for a long time.
Oh yeah, McNabb, DUI. Yeah.
How much of that? Three DUIs.
Oh yeah.
How much of that do you think is like, man, maybe he was fucking just partying all week and not focusing on football?
Yeah, well, you know, Lawrence Taylor did coke on the sideline. I don't care what they're doing.
I mean, coke's the great equalizer, though. I mean, had McNabb done a fucking couple lines of coke, you know, I don't think he'd have been throwing up so much.
So your point is, yeah, McNabb's problem was not enough drugs.
Well, I mean,
McNabb's
the
just not that good of a quarterback. Yeah. I don't care.
Overrated.
And I'm so Absolutely. Happy that he...
Definitely not a Hall
I'm
of Famer.
I'm so happy that he sucked at the end enough not to go into the Hall of Fame. Because Warren, the wife beater Warren Moon is in the Hall of Fame, and that's a disgrace. Because somehow Canadian Football League stats now matter.
Well, what the,
it's
well,
like,
yeah,
it's like, let's put in my little league.
NFL were very big.
No, the point, first
he,
of all.
He, you talk about never winning a goddamn thing. Joe Montana went down there with a little league team in Kansas City and went walked through the House of Pain and beat
didn't win
that,
a ring.
And beat that
didn't
team.
Didn't even go to the Super Bowl.
He beat that team, though.
Yeah. Warren Moon was a, I mean, he basically.
He played five wide receivers and threw for 4,000 yards, but did he ever complete a pass that mattered? No. I think one could compile stats from 1988 on because the league was just ooh.
Actually,
we need to
at that
put
point,
more
no,
offense in the
that
league.
Was he Warren Moon was like an early on like good.
It was
good
in the 90s. It was with that redneck coach he had.
He was good in the CFL too, and that's Negro League style. He was good. He was a good quarterback.
He was a good quarterback in college. He was a great quarterback. I think Warren Moon was a good quarterback.
He should be eat at the same table as Johnny Unitas and Joe Montana. No fucking way. That's why it's all watered down. It's all bull. You know what? They should.
So to you, Hall of Fame is strictly
you could argue
championship.
It should be, you know, it should be the best of the best. It shouldn't be. Oh, we have.
I think
to
you
pick.
Could have put Warren Moon on any team in the in that era that he played in, and they would have done all right.
That Unitas argument could also be done the other way.
Unitas invented football.
Exactly, but did he? Was he that great if he played in the '90s? Probably not. Didn't have the arm strength.
Johnny Unitas, you kidding me?
Absolutely, Johnny Unitas could not play in the NFL at this level right now.
Johnny Unitas played with a bullet in his head. Johnny Unitas played when they were men. You think, dude? Johnny
Unitas played when the fastest guy in the NFL ran a 5.440.
Johnny Unitas played when they would kill you, dude. Tom Brady gets breathed on, he falls, dude. Peyton Manning this time.
You think Johnny Unitas easily wins the Super Bowl in this era right now and puts up 4,000 yards, 35 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, and here's why.
Absolutely.
Because the limiting factor.
100% disagree.
The limiting factor when Unitas was playing was ability to take punishment. If you take that out of the equation, which you said they have, and they obviously have, then all it means is arm strength. If it's basketball on grass.
His arm. You ever see Johnny Unitas' arm strength? He's like the greatest quarterback of all time.
Unitas would be, at best, a middle-of-the-league player now. Those
That's
guys
the most ridiculous statement of all time. That really is. Johnny Unitas would be a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
I agree with that. In this era, in this game, I don't
First
think
of all,
his style
the middle-of-the-road quarterback
him.
Right now is awful. So that's an insult to any. That's an insult to Kenny Anderson.
No, middle-of-the-road
Anderson
quarterbacks.
Would be the fifth-best quarterback right now.
In the NFL. Ken Anderson would be the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
He'd be the 10th best quarterback right
You're
now.
You're absolutely
He would be the 10th
insane.
Best quarterback right now.
Ken Anderson
would be
from the
tenth,
Bengals.
Would be the 10th best quarterback right now.
So he okay, I'll
we'll start listing some quarterbacks you think Ken Anderson is better than. Okay, first of all.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay, not Rodgers, not Roethlisberger, not
Brady.
Not Brady.
Matt Ryan?
No. Breeze.
Ken Anderson over Matt Ryan. This step. All right.
Breeze, yes.
Matt,
what's
better than
Matt
Breeze?
Ryan? Matt Ryan played good for 1 year, 2 years.
You're fucking nuts, bro. 2 years? He's been in the Pro Bowl like almost
Oh, everyone doesn't want to go, dude. Who wants to go to the Pro Bowl?
This guy. What do you like today?
I'm just telling
you. Other than 1950s football players.
I think we'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some regular basketball. Talk some,
is know, regular basketball the
What's
the
regular
play,
basketball?
The white,
because you
the
hate
white
the
guys
NBA.
Play,
the
white guys.
What about the All-Star game? I mean, talking about the All-Star.
What about that dunk contest, by the way?
The dunk contest this year brought back the dunk
it
contest.
It sure did.
Because before that, this year, there was talk about
they
them getting
get
rid
it
of
right.
It.
They couldn't get it right. They nixed it for a couple years. It was stupid. They tinkered with it too much.
You know what? I
this
think
year,
should,
it yeah. was incredible.
It was incredible. I showed my daughter this year.
Wasn't it unbelievable?
You know what they should do, and there's talk about them doing it, is a one-on-one contest.
I've been saying that forever.
That
you know what,
be,
though?
It's
the
natural.
Big guys would puss out, though.
They always have, and they always...
It doesn't matter.
The old days, they didn't puss out. The old days, no. They didn't puss out.
It doesn't matter.
And
LeBron
that's what was great
puss
about
out.
It.
Yes, at LeBron, it's not like everybody would play, but enough people would play, and then you know what would happen.
LeBron
next
against
year.
Blake Griffin in a dunk contest, even if it's not the greatest dunkers in the world, everybody would watch to
yeah,
see that.
I think a one-on-one contest, you get enough big players that it would be
put
really...
some money at the end of it.
You know, they always say money, but those guys have enough money already. It's pride. It's pride that does it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you put some money, it really matters.
I mean, they get like 50 grand or something.
Yeah, it's 50 grand.
Yeah, but what about a championship belt? Now you get these kids.
You know, it's interesting.
Everybody wants a belt.
Larry Bird was talking in the 80s. He said the best one-on-one player on that team was a guy named Terry Durod, some dude who was like the 11th best player on the team. Just
on the Celtics?
On the Celtics.
Okay, never
he
heard of the
couldn't
guy.
Nobody heard of him. He said they couldn't beat him at one-on-one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's one of those things
even
where they're
Bird?
Might, yeah.
Amazing.
He said the best one-on-one player, Terry Durod.
Wow.
So think about that. It would be an interesting thing to see who wins the one-on-one tournament, but I think it would be that's
a one-on-one tournament would be, and a lot of people would want.
Oh, it would be.
Because you hear all these things about how Kobe was nuts, and like if anybody would block his shot in practice, then he'd be, like would be obsessed about playing them one-on-one.
Really?
Was that, like,
but remember he boasted about beating T-Mac at one-on-one, and T-Mac said, who plays one-on-one? That didn't happen. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody does that.
A one-on-one tournament, like four player.
Tracy McGrady plays one-on-one every day of his life at the NBA. He never passed the ball to anybody.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They asked Larry Bird, and I've said this on many podcasts, they asked Larry Bird, Bill Simmons did, who if one person all time ever who you would want to be your teammate, Larry Bird said, Kobe Bryant.
Well, Larry Bird has a drinking problem.
Bill
Simmons goes, would you ever get the ball? And Bird goes, he'd pass me the ball. Kobe Bryant's all about winning. You know what it takes to win six NBA to fight hard enough to win another one?
I don't know if he's all about winning. No. He was all about winning. He would have done a lot of things different those last five years
absolutely.
Of his career in getting people in there to play.
He
with
went
them.
With Gasol. He didn't win with Gasol's no Shaq.
Look,
Gasol's good, though.
Gasol was at the point when
Gasol's
Kobe was playing
still
with him,
good.
Gasol was as crazy as it sounds, like a top three player in the league. There was talk about him being MVP that one year, but then he fell apart. Kobe, people would come
Gasol
and play with Kobe.
Played good with
yeah.
Chicago the last years,
and then
three years.
He pushed them out the door. He did a bad job, and by the end, nobody wanted to play with him. That was the thing. That's they couldn't get anybody. Free agents just wouldn't come in.
I think Kobe wants to win.
You don't think the Buffalo Bills would have been a better? You don't think the Browns would have been a better team with a 1978 Kenny Anderson?
The Browns would have been a better team with any of us in this room at quarterback.
Absolutely.
How about the Bills?
The Bills?
Tyrod Taylor was pretty good.
Bills all right.
Yeah. How about the Jets?
I don't think the
Jets couldn't use the Jets. Jets couldn't use a vintage 1978.
Fitzpatrick had an incredible
had a great year.
Year
this year.
The best years of Jets quarterback history.
Dolphins could have done better with him. Kenny Anderson was like 8-8.
Tannehill had a good year. You got to give me a game.
A good year
than Ken Anderson would have had.
Bartnick, you said 10. You said 10. That's what, 28 teams in the NFL? You're arguing that
32.
22 NFL teams had a worse quarterback than Ken Anderson. It's tough to come up with 22. That's a lot of teams.
I'm telling you, there's about
Houston Texans.
Yeah.
I'll give you.
And Browns.
Browns, yeah. I'll give you.
Yeah.
Niners.
Niners, yes. I'll give you. Gabbert, it wasn't bad, but I'll give you Niners.
Dallas Cowboys could have used Kenny Anderson.
Only because their starting quarterback went down. You're saying Kenny Anderson would have been a good backup.
I'll even give you Dallas.
I'm saying Kenny Anderson played in the mid-70s when he was on a pretty good team, pretty good quarterback, is better than most of the quarterbacks in the NFL. It's the truth.
I mean, four.
Better than most means 16th or better. And I disagree
got
with that,
four.
Too.
We still have 12.
I'll come back with my homework. Like the time I said, there's 50 players better than Dwayne Wade in the NBA. Remember that? And I came in the next week and showed Ernst. Remember? I had like up to 70.
Oh yeah.
It's like don't make me do my homework.
Well, I'm
telling
you right now,
there's like six or seven good quarterbacks in the NFL. And if you don't have one of those six or seven, you're not gonna win.
I mean,
it's just proved again. Every year it's proved. Well, it's either the same six guys win.
Well, in the fairness, this year that was disproven because Peyton Manning is
to
done.
Me, it's always a defense.
And
Peyton
he
Manning,
won, yeah.
I'll even give you Ken Anderson over Peyton Manning this
year.
Yeah,
I would argue that, too.
There you go.
Another
one.
A 70-year-old Peyton
Kansas
Manning.
City, because quarterbacks are so mediocre now. That's what I'm saying. They're all mediocre. Don't these Sixers have good ones?
Good one.
Ryan Tannehill, or Jeff, whatever. Tannehill's a good quarterback. That black guy in Buffalo is a good quarterback.
Actually, yeah, but black guy in Buffalo is a good quarterback.
He's terrible.
That black guy, Tyrod Taylor.
Because the league is so terrible, he's like, oh, he's pretty good. Give me a break. There's five wide receivers. He can hit one 3 yards down the field. He's amazing.
Dude, if Tyrod Taylor played in the NFL in the 70s, he would have 3,000 yards rushing.
He'd have
3,000 yards rushing.
He'd have to call his own plays. He can't remember five of them.
If Tyrod Taylor played in the NFL in the 70s, he'd be a cornerback.
Right.
Because
he'd be a receiver.
Because he couldn't remember the plays. He has to call his own
plays. Do you think the playbooks are more complicated in the 70s than now?
No, because they have too many coaches picking up paychecks.
The amount of study that takes
for
place
no
now.
Reason. Run the same three plays. They would work.
That is so stupid.
The NFL is so stupid. You know why? Because all these coaches have to make their lives and their salaries mean something. That's why there's a playbook this thick. They only need 10 plays.
I don't know.
Give me a break.
I mean, if they only needed 10 plays, they would only have 10 plays.
Hey,
in their
the 70 Steelers would tell you they ran like 5 plays. They'd say, we're running this one and you can't stop it. It's the bottom line.
I don't know.
How many plays do you think the Niners – how many plays do you think the great teams – the Niners – look at the Packers.
The West Coast
the
offense?
The Packers sweep was one fucking play. No one could stop
You're
it.
You're saying the West Coast offense the San Francisco 49ers ran wasn't complicated at all.
It's like 20 plays.
You're absolutely
That's why they were
– insane.
Look, the defense
like 20
is,
plays.
Defense is
You're
adapted.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
There was probably 45 plays just for Jerry Rice alone. Just Jerry Rice, not even including Craig, not including fucking the tight. Who's the tight end? The big tight end they had.
Who was that big? The big white guy.
Made the
Brent
catch.
Something. No, the Dwight Clark.
Dwight Clark
wasn't a tight end.
He was a receiver. That's when white guys were allowed to play wide receiver.
Who was their tight end then?
At that point, I don't know. But
Brent.
I can't remember. But by the way, that Dwight Clark only played in the early 80s. He was only in that first team.
Wow.
But he was a receiver.
There wasn't that many plays back then.
You're nuts.
Maybe Bill Walsh had a few wrinkles, but it's like the same. You know, they improvised so much more crap back then.
In the 80s or 70s?
The 70s for sure. You think Don Shula had a playbook this thick with Larry Zonka? You run this way, you run that way, you throw deep. It's like 10 plays.
Marino?
Oh, with Marino.
Well, Marino opened up a little bit, but Marino's always just throwing. Just, you know, they run like it's really not that complicated. They just have 20 guys and 20 coaches, and they have to all act like they're doing something.
You know when
Chuck Noll lost it is when they put a headset on him. They had to pay attention. Great coaches just stand there. They can see from the plays.
Chuck Noll would have had one or two more titles if they had fucking drafted Marino instead of
They would have used him wrong.
I'm surprised they didn't. We have a call. Let's take the call. I'm surprised they didn't because he's a pit.
Did you see that?
Because he was
Marino?
Cokehead, and everyone in Pittsburgh had a coke story with Dan Marino. That's why he wasn't drafted.
You're on the air with Punch Junk. Who do we have?
My name is Ari Shaffir.
Wow. Hey, Dice just called. He's really pissed at you, bro.
Why?
Ari, are those your children? I hear kids in the background.
Around you?
Oh no! I am the kids Treefort area at Whistler.
Ari,
why are you in a Treefort? Are you smoking pot right now?
No, I mean, although it's not for the children, this would be a great place for that. I mean, an amazing place for that. There's a Treefort in the middle of the mountain. No, because I twist my ankle doing the stupid easiest move in the world. I can't plant on it at all, and I'm halfway up this mountain.
What's this fucking Jew on ice move you were fucking doing?
I was just skiing into the woods a little bit, and then there was like two jumps instead of one, and I kind of like took it wrong. And I couldn't, I had to go straight into it, and I didn't commit, so I moved to the right, and it's so powdery, and I fell, and just one of those things where I twisted the ankle around before the ski came off.
So now you're fucking in the fucking little kids' fucking play area, just sitting there with your foot on ice?
Oh my God. You guys, this place would be the best if not for that. I mean, it'd be so cool. There's a dual level treehouse. One has two layers. One has one layer. A slide.
Is it just full of kids? How many kids are in there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 25.
Grab one.
It's overrun.
Let me hear you grab one of the kids and say, "I'm gonna kill your mommy."
Well, they have three rules here. It is no snowballs, no swearing, and no smoking. So, yeah. Okay.
That does fit in. Yeah, that's absolutely.
So, yeah, hang on. Cool. I'll grab a kid.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It twisted so bad. It's so bad.
How's the pussy? You getting laid up there by any snow bunnies, you fucking idiot?
No, I do know a girl up here, but I got here yesterday. I gave her my Canadian number, and then she didn't respond. So, who knows?
You go to Canada so much, you have a Canadian number now. Do you know this?
I just got one. No, because my flip phone went off. They sent me a text saying no more out of the country. You can't even pay for the extra stuff.
I'm shocked that flip phone technology has not advanced.
Your 1930s phone.
You go into a store and say, I'd like your burner flip phones, and they're like, we don't do that anymore.
Ari's phone is from the era that Joe Bartnick likes football. The 1960s.
I got a BlackBerry this time.
Ari, Jesus Christ. Get a fucking iPhone.
Jim Basile loves you.
It was only $15 more. It was only $15 more.
What? Then what?
$70 Canadian. That's like $40, $45.
Isn't BlackBerry a Canadian product? I think RAM is Canadian.
Yeah, I know. Jim Basile owns it.
No, I think you're thinking of poutine.
I was thinking of poutine. No, that's a food.
I don't think that's what he's actually.
It is
thinking
odd that
of.
That is what I was thinking of. But I think also RAM is a Canadian company.
BlackBerry is owned by a Canadian company. It's a Canadian billionaire.
Really?
Although maybe
not now.
All right, just so you know, Dice Clay has apparently booked Natasha in his show to play his girlfriend. And episode 3, he's banging her from behind, but he's staring at the camera, and he wants you to know he's staring right at you. While he's banging your ex,
Dice did call in to tell us that. Yeah,
why would you do that show? It's hilarious.
She plays his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
Episode 3, she's loading her like a shotgun from behind, and he's just staring. He's just staring at the camera, bro. Thinking about Jim.
It is odd because I heard the line he says is, you did this to you. And nobody could figure out what that meant.
Yeah, you did this to you.
Yeah, I definitely say that a lot. It's because I have no one else to blame myself, I think. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, it's poetic.
Who else did he say was banned? President Obama?
I was banned. I mean, I'm telling you, he didn't mention me, but he did say President Obama was banned from his
house.
Who
was the other one who was banned from his house? Obama.
Lauren Michaels.
Lauren
Michaels, President Obama, and you are three of many that are banned from his house.
That's good company, actually.
It kind of is. Three of the most successful people I can think of.
Yeah.
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 Lauren, the president, and Ari.
Ari, did you happen to see any of the dunk contest?
Yeah, I saw some of it. Man, it was good.
Dude, it was great.
So high. How tall is he?
Aaron Gordon is
Levine.
Oh, 6'1".
He thinks like his head is already at the rim when he takes off.
Both of them, Gordon and Levine.
Is Levine 6'4 or is he 6'1? I can't remember.
There's no way he's 6'1".
How about Levine?
Let me look this up.
Is he Jewish?
He's half. He's like a Drake.
Yeah.
Trust me,
I'll
like
take
Lenny
credit
Kravitz.
For it.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
If the NBA gets
Levine
half,
is 6'5".
So he's 6'5". How tall is Gordon?
6'10".
Gordon's 6'10".
He's huge. He's 6'10".
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's power forward.
He was great at it. Where, Arizona?
He wasn't that good, but he was just
but I mean,
for a year.
Dunking and exciting. And
yeah,
whatever.
They got him off potential. You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
They drafted him at third, I think, that year.
Dude, really? What an impressive.
No, maybe
it
was fourth. He was third. The first three players were fucking amazing, and then they got him after them. But he was all potential.
Yeah. The one where he jumped and then put the ball, like he sat over the guy.
Oh, yes. When Stuff handed him the ball. Yeah, that was incredible.
Stuff, is that his name?
Stuff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, my God. As he wears a magic hat.
But I'm from Orlando. I know that. It's not a big deal. You would know whatever.
I guess you're right.
Chicago. You know Jerry Krause fact. Crumbs.
Stuff looks like Krause.
Yeah,
Hugo the Hornet.
Oh, you really? Are you still a fan?
Pelican or not.
Are you a fan of the Pelicans because of that?
He loves the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm a Pelican fan. By the way, I saw a dead one at the beach in Santa Barbara, and it was really sad.
You what?
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, what'd you do?
Saw a dead pelican at the beach.
Oh, that is sad.
On your fucking love getaway? Hey, Ari went on a fucking love-making getaway.
Oh, congrats. Ari, how was your love getaway?
That was great. It's my birthday. I went to did some stuff I can't say here.
Oh, well, what stuff did you do? Could you describe it in a way that children would be fine with it?
Yeah, describe what you did in a way that, is okay within the rules of the treehouse. Within the rules of the treehouse.
Okay. Good question.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do on your love getaway?
You went to Santa Barbara. It was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I made a sandcastle.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way I'm going to go with this is going to be a reach compared to what I did.
Okay, just tell us. Just try. Reach for the power.
Maybe don't reach as much and just be real specific.
Yeah, but maybe not as,
all around me now, it's like
that's why you got to do it. Yeah.
Sounds like you're in my own personal hell.
What is
there? A lot of mixed snowballs, and I can't throw them.
There's no alcohol there.
Bigger ones, and everyone's tackling the person with the snowball.
Oh. So what'd you do? You fucking sprayed this chick down left and right?
I was going through the woods a little bit, and there was a little bit of bump. I guess I could have jumped over it, I guess.
No, we're talking.
Ari, we're not talking about your injury.
We're talking about your heart.
Santa Barbara fuck fest.
Okay. Well, we were in the gondola.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To go get something to eat.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up eating in the gondola.
You ate her pussy.
In the gondola.
Okay.
And then what?
No, we're listening.
On the way.
To what? On the way to what?
To where we were going. And then, you know. I don't know, man. It was just a nice weekend.
Ari, I feel as though your language skills might have been compromised by your constant use of marijuana.
It was mostly regular stuff.
Did you fuck her in the ass?
No, we don't do that. Her choice, not mine. Logan.
When are you back?
Well, I'm back on. I gotta stay from here to New York, and then I'm back on like Thursday or Friday.
Oh, good news! New York is beautiful. It's incredible right now.
Is it really?
No, it's like 1 degree.
Beautiful.
New York.
Oh, yeah. God, it's gonna be horrible.
Yeah,
it's gonna be horrible. I'm just doing a bunch of press for my show that comes out a week from tonight.
Comedy Central.
So next Tuesday, what time?
12:30 a.m. Prime spot. Like about an hour and a half after the Daily Show.
Very nice. A half after Larry Wilmore, right after midnight.
Right after at midnight.
Question for you. Do you have any hashtag games that people can play on Twitter so they can care about your show?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's one that I have, but I can't say it here either.
Wow. Wow. What a fucking informative call where you can't fucking say anything that you want to say. All right.
Not too loud.
I have a question. I was talking to Ryan O'Neill, big friend of the show, and he and I noticed that both of us have been told repeatedly, you'll never be on my show because you're a white guy, and there's too many, they just don't want any white guys. I'll let you do the belly room one, but you can't be on the TV one. Every person on this show is a white guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Try to sneak one in after that.
Well, I'm just, you made it sound like, hey, I need a lot of variety.
Of that ilk. Almost all comics are that. That's what they don't want to tell you. 90% of comics are white guys. So you're already going as big a celebrity as you can get. So then you're off the bat. You've got like, let's say you got seven of them. It's like, well, great. Well, that's seven white men.
Right.
And then you're like, now we need some color. And then at the very end, you can sneak on a Simone or a Brett Ernst.
You need a woman.
But like, you need a few women. You have to take slots for them, so to speak. Excuse the language.
So who? Oh my God, you can't even say slots. So all right.
I don't know. It was borderline. Borderline.
Okay, borderline. Who all is on this season?
Henry Rollins, Dan Cummins. I'll throw the white guys. Joe DeRosa, me three times.
Steve Simone.
Steve Simone, Brett Ernst.
Ron White. White's literally in his last name.
That's true. That's
you should have had Mike Black as a diversity hire.
Jim Brewer. That would be great. Well, we had Santino, but for Gingy, but
because he's a redhead. Yeah.
Ron White, Jim Brewer, Artie Lang.
Wow. It's a very white roster.
Yeah, so then we got some girls.
Also,
you, know, you haven't heard of them. Otherwise, they're no good anymore once you've heard of them.
Who?
Stop trying. Any of them. Stop trying once you've heard of them. You get given everything, and they all stop trying. So you got to get people no one has heard of, like Miss Pat last year.
Right.
Or this year, Kate Willett and Hannah Friedman. They're both really good.
Mm-hmm. hey, tell that
Randall
kid
Park.
I said,
Randall
hey.
Park, Asian guy, Asian Park, Randall Park, Joey Diaz, some sort of something, Matt Madrigal, some sort of something.
Put me on speaker.
I can't.
You put me on speaker, you Jew.
Actually, he's saying he can't because his phone doesn't have a speaker setting.
Oh.
No, this BlackBerry has a great one.
Well, then put me on
speaker.
Yeah,
then you have no excuse.
Hey, you kid, shut the fuck up.
You've not proven yourself trustworthy.
Oh, I think Tebow's totally trustworthy.
Ari, throw a snowball at one of these kids. I want you to break a rule right now.
Actually, you know what you should do? You should get high while throwing a snowball at the kids and swearing at them. Because you're going to break one rule, you might as well break all the rules.
That's true. Yeah. Joint in the mouth.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yep. Joint in your mouth, fire a snowball, and be like, fuck you, kids.
Do something about this and get fucking high.
What would they do to you? What would they do to you if you broke one of these rules?
Someone would say something.
What would they say? They're Canadian. They're too nice.
They're too polite, yeah.
All right. Good point.
Yeah.
Sir, well, this is what me and Big J were outside doing that outside a hotel once in Vancouver or somewhere, and this guy came up to us from the hotel and was like, fellas, if you don't mind, could you just step down about 10, 15 meters? We'd much appreciate it.
That's it.
And that's the most trouble we ever got in.
Wow.
In Ottawa, Blue Salts, with the same guy, Big J, we were smoking, and then the security guard comes up and point a flashlight at us. And how complacent we are, I'd look at where the flashlight was pointing. I thought this pointed to the ground behind me and up to in my hand, because it was so like, you're allowed wherever you want. So they make us drop it, and then we just take two steps and light up another one. So no harm done. We had a lot.
I got to move to Canada. It's so much nicer there
for the hockey.
Hockey and hockey alone.
Crown Royal.
All right, wait, so you're back. So you'll be on the show next week.
Yeah.
No, I'll be in New York next week.
Next week.
Oh, next Thursday.
But next week he'll be on television, 12:30 a.m. It's Ari Shaffir's Caucasian Storytellers.
Yeah.
You should change the name of the show to White People That Aren't Jason and Sam.
Yeah, I like that.
We also got some. Who was black we had this year?
Also, all another possibility is white people and token at end.
Yeah.
And what?
Token at end.
Sometimes it surprised you. Miss Pat was really good. So we had to like look for her. It took months and months to find her. I had to do like tons of research, get a bunch of black people mad at me for saying like we're the funny ones, and like me, you know it's me. And I'm like, oh.
You're saying
not.
You couldn't find a black person to tell a story. You need to really diversify your friend base if you can't find a black person who can tell an
entertaining
story.
In Ari's defense, I think they couldn't find a black person to tell a story in under 6 minutes.
You could cut that shit down.
No, we do cut them down. Oh, Kurt Metzger, that's another one in the bad category.
Wow, man.
Oh, Kyle Kinane, Moshe Kasher, also bad categories.
Wow. There's a lot of fucking white guys on there that aren't Jason or Sam.
We had a couple girls drop out. We had a guy from What's His Name drop out last minute.
Who?
That day of.
You just said a guy from What's His Name?
The guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway in Chappelle's Show.
Oh. Wait, Donnell Rawlings?
What? No.
No, white guy or a black guy?
Black guy.
Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, that doesn't count as a black guy either.
I have to take the bloggers. They're going to come at me. It's like, who cares?
Wayne Brady's as black as Willie Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, it counts.
Yeah, I guess on paper.
On paper, exactly.
Well, Ari, I miss you. Take care of your ankle.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, I'm fine. Keep talking. We're just about to talk.
Okay, to sum
Bartnick.
Up what's going on, Joe Bartnick believes in the superiority of the athlete who played before 1980 because that's basically white people. Also, he believes
they got all the steroids now.
He believes that Ken Anderson, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, would be a top one half of the league quarterback, whereas Tebow and I believe he would be towards the bottom.
He wouldn't even be a starter.
Maybe on the Anderson. On the Browns, maybe.
Not even. He wouldn't start over Manziel.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would.
Although, in fairness, both of them had known drinking problems. That would be another problem with Kenny Anderson.
The candle. One blow and he was out.
What is it with, because Cozar too, what is it in the fucking booze in Cleveland?
Because it's Cleveland. They should be allowed to do heroin in Cleveland.
From looks of Cozar, they are.
Everyone has that look on their face in Cleveland.
From the look of Manziel, they are.
Yeah. Manziel, you know, the thing is, Manziel would have been fit in perfectly in the 70s. He improvised. He didn't. He's too lazy to study the playbook. Problem drinker. That's all the league in the NFL in the 1970s.
Yeah, exactly. Behind bravado back then.
Yeah, and he's not huge. He's not. He's like a small guy.
Ari, did you hear this Ronda Rousey saying that she was thinking about killing herself after she lost, and then she looked across the her living room and saw her boyfriend, Travis Brown? Isn't that who she's dating?
She looked
across, saw him, and goes, I can't kill myself. I got to have his babies.
You know, another way to do would be to just have him do it for her.
Yeah.
Give it time.
Man, she's a real dolt.
Yeah.
He's going to
really
fucking
is.
Beat
just like the rest of them.
She is a dolt.
With the scene. She's a dolt.
I'm sick
idiot.
Of her. She bores me.
I have a bit about her. My thing is she's not that hot.
Oh, no, for sure not.
I mean, you grade her on a scale of fighters.
Okay, here's a question.
She's hot for a chick that can kick my ass.
Here's a question.
She's not stripper hot.
There are three girls on this Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. Now, obviously, the really hot one you've never heard of, that's the hot one.
Yeah.
But there are two others, Ronda Rousey and that fat ass. Who do you think is hotter?
Who's the other one?
Ashley Graham. Let me show you a picture of her.
Yeah, show me all three pictures. Okay. And I mean, obviously, the real hot girl is the hot one.
Yeah, no, she doesn't count. Yeah.
What sport does Ashley Graham play?
She's a six where we live. She's a six. Maybe.
She plays bacon.
Let's say Ronda Rousey isn't,
here are the three
girls. If she asked you for a lap dance, you would say, I'm not ready yet.
A lap dance, sure, of course. But you're in a bar,
here are the three pictures.
Yeah, it's not one you deny. It's not one you
would
deny.
By the way, look
here. You would say, I'm not, a lap dance, you would say, there's
Tebow,
a stripper.
You are not to fuck with my phone when you get
Holy
it.
Holy shit, the hot one is hot.
The hot one's hot, and the one in the middle looks like she was beached.
Huh. Oh my God, that chick is fat.
Yeah.
The
one in the middle
thing.
Looks like Bartnick in a bathing suit.
She does. She does. She looks like me a lot.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the
which
hot
one,
one's hot, though.
Yeah, of course the hot one's hot. That's why she's on it. She balances it out.
Yeah. I think the one that looks like me is actually doesn't have that Ronda Rousey kind
of
thumb.
She is gorgeous.
Face.
No, the one in the middle is fat but has a pretty face.
I'd probably bang her,
like
too,
me.
Though. I would probably bang her. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably throw one into her, too. Rousey's probably the last one I would fuck out of those
Okay,
three.
So you're saying fatty over Ronda Rousey.
Probably.
Yes.
She just looks like she'd be fun.
Yeah.
Her titties go nice and flopping
yeah,
around.
Yeah, take a look. Take a shit.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here
what do you think about those?
And remember, it's worth pointing out.
Example, I would not take it.
We're seeing the one in the middle.
I would say no that.
That's the best angle and Photoshop, and she looks like that.
Yeah. Sure, I get that.
So remember that. That one on the left is super pretty. And the one on Ronda Rousey, it's the best they can do. It's not
to
pretty.
Quote the great Sean Rouse, everyone is beautiful when they're sucking your dick.
That's probably true.
Keep in mind, though, that they did not Photoshop her to look any worse.
Who? Ronda Rousey?
They
made her look as good as she could look. That's like best case. Yeah.
But it's I don't think Ronda Rousey is ugly, but I hear what you're saying about, like, let's stop all this hot talk.
Yeah, she's not hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot is not the word I would use. She's not ugly.
No,
she's definitely bangable.
She's not ugly.
And for an athlete,
but
she's
definitely
not ugly.
This says how ugly Holly Holm is. That even with
I think Holly Holm's better looking than Ronda Rousey.
I disagree. She looks.
I disagree. Better body, though.
But she has the trailer face.
She does have trailer face.
Absolute trailer face.
She definitely has trailer face.
Yeah, that's some Appalachian bone structure.
Yep. And look, all of these UFC fighter chicks, it's like a chick that can take a punch is something to be reckoned with. Like, I respect, like, if I'm dating a chick,
but
she goes, I'm going to start taking MMA.
It's a punch from a girl.
But that's a start in the right direction.
You've taken punches from a girl.
Hey, do you guys watch Stone Cold Steve Austin's like obstacle course badass ranch show?
No. I know of which you speak.
Those girls are tough as shit.
Is this like white trash American Ninja? Like,
kind of. It's exactly
yeah,
what it is.
But it's
that's
kick
exactly
ass.
What it is.
Yeah, it kicks ass. It's more exciting than the NFL.
Well, we get that nothing to you. I'm yeah. sure the real world versus road rules is more exciting than the NFL
no,
to you.
No. It really is, though. But there's some badass chicks on there that look pretty hot. They do some crazy shit on that show.
Is it? Do they just get gymnasts?
No, they get MMA guys and girls and just all over, just guys that are in shape, like firefighters, Navy SEALs, chicks and women and dudes. No, I'm telling you, the shit they do in the obstacle course they do in 10 minutes, I couldn't do in a lifetime.
When you watch that American Ninja thing, you're like, their mass to strength ratio is like prisoners. Like, it's incredible that they can do that.
Any of that shit. It's, I watch it, I'm like, fuck that.
Some of these chicks are hot, though. And they shoot the guy actually won.
Nobody thought Butler could do it.
The guy actually won. The director won like a Golden Globe for directing because he gets right in on their bodies. Their asses look good.
So that's how he gets the Golden Globe. Great, best use of the ass.
Yeah. Hey, some climbing over a log, some hot chick. Fuck yeah, dude.
Chris Rock had a good joke last night. Well,
let's not do his Oscar.
Yeah,
material.
I forgot. Yeah,
but last night
I'm not going to watch the Oscar.
Ari, Chris Rock went in to do his Oscar material, and one of the door guys was taking a picture for the Instagram. And for the comedy store Instagram, and Chris Rock looked up, saw a phone aimed at him, and said, "Don't take a video of me," and then got off the stage.
Yeah.
Should probably do the same thing. And then he goes, "Come on, man, no pictures." And I go, "Oh, okay, it's a door guy. It's a door guy. Okay, my bad."
Yeah. Well, but in Chris Rock's defense, he was working out his Oscar monologue and didn't want anybody like tweeting about
it,
talking about it, giving away jokes.
Yeah. But, you know, that's.
It used to be, after everybody got their phones, they said, okay. And then they pulled it back up again. And he goes, man, I can see you. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
And then he left.
I can't blame him for that. You know, what the fuck up is, you know, having the door guy take the picture just seems stupid. Like, that's, like, taking the picture for the Instagram just seems short-sighted. Because if you have a camera pointed, of course you're going to think it's a video.
And also, he's lit. Yeah. You don't need a flash to go off. It's not doing any, making a difference with the flash.
It's like you better be real clear.
And there's so many places in that room you could sit in the back and just get a quick
photo. It's worth noting,
photo.
I don't think he had said, I'm cool with you taking a picture of me for your Instagram.
What's that?
I don't think he obviously didn't tell them they were going to do that or he would have known. So then at that point, he
but
probably
they've done that every single time he's gone on.
Yeah, they should have just told him.
Either tell him, but they probably didn't tell him so that he wouldn't say no.
They don't think of that shit.
No, I don't know. I get asked that sometimes. Do you mind if we take a picture of you while you're on stage? And it's like, yeah, just take the flash off and just do it for a couple minutes. That's fine.
But somebody like that, too, it's he does not want that getting out. You could see his point.
Yeah.
Especially working that shit out.
Yeah, absolutely. But when are the Oscars? They're coming up in 2 weeks?
Something like that.
You wasn't doing the Grammys?
No. He's
Aren't
Oscars.
They always on, like, during March Madness?
Are they?
No, it's always right around there.
Early March, yeah.
No, the end of February, I think, the 28th or something.
Okay, that's about right.
Yeah, so right, like, big, like, conference tournament weekend.
Yeah, March Madness is coming up.
I always like March Madness.
I do, too. I never pay attention to college basketball during the year.
Never.
And I love March Madness.
Occasionally, maybe if somebody's, like, undefeated and making some incredible run, you'll catch, like, half of their
game.
And
then
the funny
thing
is,
whenever I fill out a bracket, I always feel like an expert. That's the crazy thing.
Everybody does. That's what's so fun about it. That's what's so fun about it.
It's great.
I, one time, do you remember my ex-girlfriend, Heather?
Yes.
Blonde? We had like a tournament bracket competition, like with all her friends and all this sort of shit. She literally, and I studied it, and I was like really trying to. She literally went through and did like, oh, I love Connecticut. Oh, I like their color, their uniforms. Everything but basketball, she factored into her thing and finished second.
What'd you finish?
Like fifth. And like half of it was just like, oh, my friend went to Arizona State. Like, it was nothing had to do with actually basketball or the team, and she did just as good as anybody else.
We had one in high school where I actually knew about college basketball, and we gave a 25-point bonus to take the game UNLV lost in. And this girl, she called to the NAACP people, and she picked Duke to be UNLV because that was the name of her dog, Duke.
And that was the year they did it?
Yeah, that was the other beat him. She got the bonus. Whoever was like, that's a sucker bet.
You know what? I think she probably had inside information. I think she was friends with Richie the Fixer Perry. She must have known something.
Yeah, the Fixer's in.
That's the thing. Yeah, you know that. You look at that picture of them in his hot tub, and you look at the history. NCAA with no paying players. It's of course there's going to be gambling scandals. It's fucking. It's a guarantee.
Yeah,
and especially the lower level of games.
Even
everyone
at the higher
about
level,
the high level.
ESPN ruined that because when they started televising every game,
yep.
It was really hard to just pick a bunch of games in the South, like the little conferences in like Radford's conference, all the conferences in the East Coast, Southeast
too.
Coast, because they're right near the money power, like James Madison,
even the MAC.
Ivy Leagues have apparently there's one day of the week where only the Ivy Leagues play, and that's really close to those East Coast power money. Yeah,
yeah, and that's just boom because ESPN now shows all those games. It used to be you couldn't tell if someone's shaving points in one of those games. You could tell.
Well, the argument.
Televised, then you start watching them closely. Like, damn!
But it's the only reason you don't do it on a small game like that is that it's too easy to see. The money affects the line too much. It seems like it would have to be like a big enough game that you know,
right?
A little bit here and there over a season. That's how
did you see that that 30 for 30 about the point shaving from
Boston College from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, exactly. It was great. And the only person who did time was just some dude. Was it like that guy from
Raccoon?
There's always a fall guy. Yeah, there's gonna be one fall guy.
The Perla brothers did like five each.
Did they really? Oh yeah, yeah. But the guy who set it up did nothing.
What? You sell the information. Just be like, trust me.
Oh no! You're not selling information because the people who are doing the fix are fucking mobsters.
They're all the ones betting.
Mobsters will kill you if you're giving away that information. Like that's
not. They'll kill you. They'll kill you.
Sorry, dice. Yeah, that was the brothers did do. It's funny the people who did. That were interviewed who did the time were like those thick Pittsburgh accents, but the mobsters who did it, like the guy from Goodfellas was the one who set it all up.
Henry Hill,
and did no time for it.
Oh.
It was really good.
Well, Jimmy the Gent, De Niro, he did, that's what he went to jail for, was that fix. He didn't really? He didn't go to jail for LaTanza. He went to jail for the Boston College fix.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, with a lot of that shit, they're just like, well, we want to get him for something. It's like, we'll always get racketeering. Like, well, we can get him for that. I mean, granted, there's 77 murders under his belt. We can't really prove any of those, but we can get him for racketeering.
That 30 for 30 was really good.
You know which one was great? Did you see the Buffalo Bills one?
That's heartbreaking.
Really good, though.
Yeah, my two favorite are
the new Leitner one.
Although, here's my problem with the Leitner one. It's clear he's gay, and they just brush over it. Like
he definitely has gay face.
They address it for like 3 minutes. He's like,
isn't he married though? I mean, I know that doesn't matter.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like,
they hold hands on campus.
So the two best, my two favorites are Elway to Marino, and that's a great one.
And Broke
the U.
Both U's. There's two U's.
The first U is good.
Yeah,
the second U's not as good.
The guy that did that called in.
Really?
Yeah, that directed both those.
Ari, which one do you like?
The Vladdy Divac one with what's his name? That died.
Once Brothers?
That
was great.
Yeah,
that was a great
I haven't
one.
Seen that one.
I like the one about the running back, the Marcus Dupree, the best that never was.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy you press the A button on Sony on PlayStation and you turn into a different guy.
What a poor kid.
He was so ridiculously, like he benched like 600, 500 pounds.
Really?
Ran like a 4 or 5 in high school.
Oh, yeah. In Philadelphia, Mississippi. He had like stacks and stacks of letters.
Just got swindled by a guy. It was almost like how Elvis got swindled.
Yeah, like, if you put Reverend in front of your name, you're a crook. That's a fast way to find out someone's a
crook. Or Colonel.
But he literally, ran for like 420 yards. For Barry Switzer, but he was out of shape at that bowl game, and Barry Switzer blamed him for losing the bowl game.
Really?
And Switzer's like, he could have ran for an extra 100.
It's incredible.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah. I remember there was an article about him when he was in high school in Sports Illustrated about how many recruiting letters he was getting. Think about how good you have to be for that.
Wow.
And then also remember, he came back and played in the league.
Yeah. He was that good. It was it was heartbreaking.
What do you think a good 30 for 30 they haven't done would be? My thing, the two I could think of would be a Lawrence Phillips one.
That's a good question.
And also,
Lawrence Phillips one has to be coming now that he's.
I think so too. Also, you know, he ended Steve Young's career.
What about Magic Johnson? They ever do on Magic?
They must have.
Well, Logo.
Magic Johnson. Yeah, I think they've done one. I think they've done a few released.
Greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah.
Hands down the greatest basketball player.
Wait,
of all
Jerry
time.
Lewis or the logo network for Magic Johnson. Oh, yeah,
Magic Johnson's the greatest basketball player of all time.
I tell you what, Kareem's pretty impressive. His documentary on HBO really reminded me of how.
Oh yeah, you forget how amazing he was.
They made goaltending a rule
because of Kareem.
I had like Jordan, Magic, Kareem, and I watched that HBO documentary about Kareem, and you go, "Wow, man, I forgot."
Yeah. Lew Alcindor?
How unbelievable he really was.
He could
was.
Shoot from like fucking 20 feet. That hook shot was like from way out, and he was hitting.
I mean, dude, he had an outside shot before the three-pointer. Blocking shots, his hook shot, dunks.
Have they done one on like Rucker Park or places like that?
No, but there is a documentary about it called In the Park.
Have it the playground?
No, that's...
It's on the Crimes and Investigation Network.
Heaven is a Playground was a movie. Was that a documentary?
That's a great book by Rick Talander.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, about Albert King.
Yeah, Rick Talander. Yeah.
You're thinking about Angels in the Outfield.
Also,
I'm
surprised they haven't done one on the 20-year losing drought of the Pittsburgh Pirates. That seems like a natural.
It would take about 3 seconds. The guy's a cheap son of a bitch.
Well, it would be about the 92 season, and then it would be the 20 years of pain. That seems like a natural, because there's redemption at the end.
I have a bone to pick with the Pittsburgh Pirates, because I do is listen to Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio for Penguins, and anytime they have to bring up the Pirates, it makes me sick.
Why?
Because they're just cheap.
They're terrible for so
they're
long.
Just cheap.
They're not as cheap as they were, but they're cheap. You know, the sad thing is, if Mark Cuban was able to buy them, that would have been that's a different team.
Oh, 100%. They got some hillbilly that sells Oxycontin.
It's
something.
Newspaper. That's a bad sign when your money is from newspapers.
Yeah,
that's, you know what I mean?
It's like from horseshoeing.
You do not have
a payphone.
You don't have other money. If that's a problem with whenever a team only has the money for that one thing, it's a real problem.
It's like, he's got all his money from payphones.
That's what fucked the Lakers. The big problem with the Lakers is that they kept Kobe around, and a large reason they did that was that TV deal. Because the ratings, the money is contingent on ratings, and they kept Kobe for ratings. They would not have had to do that if they had any other source of money.
Yeah, 3 years ago, they were
that's interesting.
Yeah, they were keeping Kobe around for that money, and then that's fucking their team.
He's still. I'll tell you when I watch I've only seen like 10 minutes of a Laker game. The post game show could beat the regular team. The post game show is like Worthy and all these other guys that actually
Rambis, Worthy.
That I actually heard of.
Is Rambis on the post game show? I know Worthy.
He was.
Rambis
was.
Is coaching the Knicks now.
He used to be. But it was Worthy.
Rambis, you want to talk about a bad white coach? That guy is the worst. Remember, he would not play Kevin Love when he was coaching the Timberwolves. Kurt Rambis.
Oh.
He didn't like the Beach Boys?
How bad do I want to see Cleveland fail now that they fired that Jew?
David Blatt. Are you, what team are you going to root for? Are you going to have to go to the Tel Aviv League to find a team that you will root for?
Look at this.
Ari, they hired the Jew. Nobody else would do that.
They're in the prime. They're an amazing team. I'll root for them.
Who, Golden State?
Yeah, they're an amazing
team. What a brave choice, Ari.
I tell you what.
Well, all the Golden State jerseys coming out of the woodwork.
I did it with Denver. Don't forget, I did it with Denver when no one was picking them. So don't get on me about picking the fucking... Excuse me. Sorry, everybody.
Now you ride, okay with ride your Washington Capitals is what you should be doing.
Dude, you know they're going to fail in the playoffs like they always do. Ovechkin's weak. What did I learn about hockey from Joe Bart? Ovechkin's weak.
Do you think he's weak?
No.
He stepped up a little bit last year in the playoffs, but you know he's weak, Bartnik.
As a matter of fact, I'm definitely the only person from Pittsburgh, but I'm one of the few people that have actually defended his career because of his he used to play stupid, but now Trotz has got him to play smarter. But last year and this year were the only 2 years he's actually had a team around him. Every other year he did not either have a coach or defense or four lines that could help him. This year it's on his ass. This is the first year that really they're the team to beat in the East. They might be the team to beat overall, and he has no excuses this year. But every other year, he basically has not had enough behind him.
Now he could, has he could have played smarter? Absolutely. Has he could have been a better team player? Absolutely. But was it all his fault? No way.
I can see
that.
It's
got to make some all your fault when you play 21 minutes a game.
Well, Ovi used to be way more of a one-trick pony, and he used to run around and play physical at the wrong times, and just not back-check at all. Now he back-checks. He lets other people have the spotlight. He's not always in the same spot on the power play, and he's not out of position half the time looking for a big hit. And he's not even their best forward. Kanetsov is their best forward, and Backstrom's have another great year. I mean, Ovi's their best scorer, and he's their leader, but they're loaded. They got Oshie now playing on their line that can score, so it evens out his line. They have Justin Williams on the power play. He's a winner.
How's their goalie?
Best goalie in hockey right now is Brandon Holtby. They're actually saying they might have to look for a backup because they're wearing him out because he's going for the goalie record. But he's a young kid. I say ride him all the way.
At least for the season.
He's going for the most wins of a goaltender in the season.
Which is what?
What is it? What's he got?
I would say it's probably like you probably need to win 50 games. I don't know. I don't have the number exactly in front of me.
Do you know who has the record?
Probably Martin Brodeur.
Right.
What's your thoughts for like Final Four? Who do you think Final Four in hockey? Who's in the Stanley Cup? Who wins the Stanley Cup?
I think in the East it's going to be the Capitals and the Red Wings, and I think out West it's going to be Chicago and I'll go with the Kings right now, even though I picked the Ducks and preseason.
I would love Kings Blackhawks again. That was such a great series they had.
Yeah, the Blackhawks.
How up and down the Kings have been over the last few years. How crazy up and crazy down they go.
Well, what happened last year was no one expected the Vancouver Canucks, and especially no one expected the Calgary Flames to have that good of a year.
So when they
paced themselves and said, we're going to screw around and see what happens and then turn it on at the end, they turned it on at the end, but the Calgary Flames had amassed too many points and they couldn't get it done. This year, everyone's kind of where they should be. And now, actually, the Kings are kind of laying low for a couple weeks here. But the Ducks almost had the same thing happen to them as the Kings did last year. But the Ducks kind of woke up in time. And Calgary's been a crap show recently, or all season. And Anaheim's scare was actually the Arizona Coyotes. But now Arizona's kind of coming back down to earth.
Stanley Cup.
It's hard. I'll actually take the Capitals.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
Capitals Blackhawks.
Yeah.
God,
when I thought the Caps
were
the Stanley Cup, I knew nothing about it. I couldn't name two players on the team, and I guess this year's the same. And then we just decided to get drunk and pick fights with Blackhawks fans.
Let me tell you something. You can't be. If Holtby continues, he's the best goaltender in hockey. They're going to get Orpik back from a bone bruise. They don't need anybody. They're physical. They can score.
Why is Chicago in the West?
Because it's like imbalanced, and Detroit actually used to be in the West too, but they flipped them to the East recently. They're just one of the Westerner teams, whatever. I mean,
none of these picks are based on which city you've been to. Do you like?
Well, I love Chicago.
Okay.
But how can you go against Chicago? I mean, you think they would slow down in the regular season and not care as much? But look, I mean, they bring in these young guys. They bring in guys that fit in. Panarin, he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. He was in Russia playing, in a gulag last year. I mean, they traded Saad. People thought that was going to be the end of the world. They traded Saad. I'm like, well, they need a number two center to go against the West Coast big number two centers. Artis and Atisimov played incredible as their big number two center. So that means they get to split up Taves and Kane. Kane is 18 points ahead of everybody in the scoring lead. I mean, Chicago's Corey Crawford is a big game goaltender. And then even last year when he was like wobbly at the beginning, they brought in Darling. Darling saved their ass against Nashville. If anything, I'd be scared of an upcoming team like Dallas. just with the young legs that just want to win. And now they're splitting up, they're squaring a little bit more. If Dallas can swing a good a number four defenseman, I'd watch out for Dallas a little bit in that division.
Hockey's one of those sports where, like, if the team gets hot, like, you, it doesn't have to be all-stars. It doesn't have to be all, like, you get hot and you just ride it out.
And a hot goaltender in every hockey is the one sport where you really are judged by your weakest link because the weakest link is going to have to play at some point.
Yeah.
You can't hide your third and fourth line or your fourth and fifth and sixth defenseman the whole time. That's what was so amazing about Chicago is Quenneville really did play three defensemen for a whole series.
Yep.
Last year and got away with it.
Right.
That's how great Seabrook and Duncan Keith are. I love talking.
I would love the Blackhawks.
Jump up in joy when I talk hockey.
I would love the Blackhawks to get as many runs as they. I was in Chicago for 6 and 7, and I've never seen a town other than like when the 85 Bears. That was a pretty magic fucking time. That town went. I mean, ape shit. It was like every single person in that city was outside and just like
Year the Cubs are probably going to be like that.
That will be unbelievable. The Cubs win the World Series, it will be an epic party that no one's ever, since like Gladiator days, have understood.
That's the last time they won a championship,
probably right.
It is amazing how into hockey the whole town of Chicago is.
He definitely does not want that to happen. Dude, they're stacked, though.
Pirates fan. I don't think the Cubs are the fait accompli people seem to think.
You don't think the Cubs are...
Hayward is overrated. They paid a lot of money for him.
Still.
No, they're starting, not that great.
And their starting staff is not that good.
Pitching?
You look, Arrieta's going to be fucking not have a good year this year. They burned him out this last year.
Yeah, but they picked some people up.
Look, Arrieta, they got Lester who can't throw to first base. And then they have a bottom part of the rotation. Their starting pitching is their weak spot.
But I think it's better than it was last year.
I'm not sure why.
I think I'm going to go on a limb. Cubs win the next World Series. Next two World
You're
Series.
Wrong.
Okay, he's saying next two.
One of the next five. For sure. One of the next five. You win it. And I think Cubs win the World Series this year.
A lot of people say the Cubs this year, but I don't think so.
5 years.
A lot of people pick the Cubs this year to win, and Tebow's saying next 5 years.
Next 5 years for sure. This year, I'm also thinking yes.
Well, they have a really easy division except for St. Louis.
And because
now the Pirates are down.
Pittsburgh won 98 games last year.
But now they're down. All the crap in
they
Pittsburgh.
They have the hardest division in Major League
Baseball.
Pittsburgh has no.
Milwaukee stinks. Cincinnati stinks. The Pirates have 1.5 pitchers.
The Pirates have.
But dude,
first
they
have
the three best records.
Pirates
in baseball.
Have Liriano.
They
have Cole, and Ace.
A totally different new infield. Their infield's completely changed.
Their infield hasn't changed that much. They got rid of Walker, but they replaced him with Harrison, and they got rid of their first baseman, who was a fucking sink.
Who was their leading home run hitter?
Their leading home run hitter last year. Maybe Alvarez. I can't even remember.
It
wasn't a lot. But they're replacing. They have rookies coming up. They have Josh Bell. They have two great pitchers coming up.
Rookies are rookies. And they won't pay him to come up until May. By then, they'll be 10 games out.
I don't think
I don't want to alarm anybody.
Yeah.
But I have some breaking news.
Yeah.
A snowball fight has broken out
here. Hey! Uh-oh.
Hey! Ari, you know what that means? That means you can get high and scream at those motherfuckers to stop.
Ari, start firing.
I blame the Muslim kid.
Yeah.
I blame the Muslim kid.
Oh, sure, why not? Blame them for everything. It sticks. It sticks so good to them.
Especially over there.
Also, when they throw snowballs, it's just a rock with a little dusting of ice on it.
All right, guys, well, we're going to wrap it up. All right, where are you going to be other than a fucking treehouse with a bunch of fucking Canadian 10-year-olds?
I'm going to be in Vancouver Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Comedy Mix. Check out tickets at AriTheGlaze.com. And then,
as always, check out This Is Not Happening.
This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
And by the way, caveman tea, delicious.
App, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody says that. Dave Taylor, what do you got coming
up? Until I lose interest, my podcast, it's on iTunes, I think. I'm pretty sure. Yes. That's it. That's all I have to promote. That's it.
Awesome. Joe.
I'll be in Pittsburgh at the Arcade Theater next Thursday and Friday. Bunch of shows. Then I'm at Flappers the weekend after that. Yoohoo Room headlining like 4 shows.
Awesome.
Then I'm in around New York City.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I'm going to be cruising on a mountain tonight when I realize that I can't get down it with this sprained ankle.
Ari, can I make a recommendation?
What?
Stop being a pussy.
Oh, all right. That's a good
Okay, yeah. That's my medical advice to you.
Stopping a Pussy Art.
Cool.
I'll be at the Ice House this Friday. I'll be at the Melrose Improv on the 24th of February. Go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Sports, go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. And Rebel.TV. Get involved in that because we're going to be doing the next big UFC, watching McGregor get his ass kicked. Suck it.